FCUM Radio. FC Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be asked to travel away, FC Radio.
Hello, good afternoon and welcome FCers from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is the lovingly well-crafted FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And you join us here live back in Manchester. Can you believe it? I've not been here in ages. Oh, look how lovely it is. For full coverage this afternoon of FC United of Manchester against Curzon Ashton. Kickoff is coming up in 10 minutes' time, and we'll be bringing you all the love, all the tears, all the joy, all the tears, and all the love, and all the joy, and all the tears of another FC Live. You can get in touch with us this afternoon, station@fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter @FCUMRadio, or if you know this guy personally on
07596104122. That's 07596104122.
This is FC Live. Hello. We're broadcasting all over the world. Right, so welcome everyone to FC Live. Big game today, and therefore we've got the A-team in town, Swampy and Emily Maguire, and we're also being filmed, we should say. And that I'm a bit nervous, Swampy, and a bit self-conscious, I'll be honest.
Ben, you don't need to be. It's okay. It's one of those things where, you know, we get to a stage at FC Radio that, you know, they've realised the potential and the quality of Emily. And they brought a film crew here that have been following her since Thursday, all the way from the... it's a show for the US, isn't it, I believe, Emily? In fact, Emily,
yeah, why
you tell us all about it.
It's a documentary, 6-episode, and we're the 6th episode, FC United. Wow. It is following football fans and reasons why we have the love for the game.
Is it not predominantly... Not too bad, thank you, my friend. Is it not predominantly, though, to women football?
I think this particular one, they were very excited about having a female that they could follow around.
And what's it been like being followed around by a camera crew? I mean, in your hometown, are people asking for autographs?
You're asking questions like you don't know the answer.
Are people going up to you saying, oh, could I have your autograph?
Yeah, not knowing who I am.
That's the culture we live in today, though, isn't it?
This is it. Selfies.
Your life's going to be transformed after this show, Emily, I tell you. But it's now time for team news. So, team news today, and Tom Greaves has decided to put himself on the substitutes bench.
I think that's because he's knackered, let's be honest. Two games, lots of journeys. He's 32 years of age. The legs don't afford him to be able to play today. But I think it's the right decision, in all fairness. Although saying that, I'm surprised. I may have started with the likes of Jamal Crawford with that pace getting into the back of and behind this Curzon team. But the team, there's a number of changes, which are, I think, are changes that positive changes.
Well, Fagbola, I think he's poorer. From memory of the interview with Tom Greaves on Friday, I think he's got a virus. I don't know how he's got it.
Yeah, well, no, don't be blaming me. I stood nowhere.
Have you been sharing?
I sat nowhere near him on the coach, in fairness. I think, in all fairness...
What you should have said was, it wasn't contagious, Ben. That's what you should say.
Well, the incubation period's over, Ben. It was over a long time ago.
There we go. We're in the clear.
I caught it off an ex-FC United commentator, Roy Williamson.
Roy.
And that pooed my entire week, because I had to come back home from Ebden Bridge and basically
no Fagbola. Instead, we've got Baird in at centre-back alongside Zach Corbett and Matty Hughes. Danny Wisdom is left wing-back, Joel Senior right wing-back. Kay, who I believe has got a toenail injury.
Oh, that's a joke.
Yeah,
no, it's not. It's true. He's got to, but he's playing.
Yeah,
he's playing through the pain barrier of his toenail hurting.
It's more than hurting.
You
mate.
Know what?
I don't think it's there anymore. Anyway, moving on.
If that information had got through to the Curzon team, and the first thing someone does is stand on his toe.
I think that's the norm, isn't it, with Scotty Kay? But anyway,
no, the other way around, they stand on his toe.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
He can't stand on his own toe. He's not a crop himself, is he?
And
you never know with him. He might get annoyed with himself and give himself a yellow card.
And up front, we've got McCarthy and Linfield. Linfield had a great game against Blyth. which didn't feature against Kidderminster, and I think we did miss him surprisingly because he's making being up front his own essentially this season in this Tom Greaves era, because we play better when he's there, I think.
Well, he just gives the team that balance of somebody who's going to run and run and run. He puts in a good shift, doesn't he? But
he does. I think the one reason why perhaps he never featured on Tuesday was simply that it's a tough game on Saturday against Blyth, and again he's an older player, and he might have needed that rest. He's been saying for weeks, I need to be rested, because you know him, he's playing games thick and fast. I mean, he loves when he's out there, and he'll do all the work rate today. A fresh Linfield rather than a jaded Linfield will be very, very beneficial to FC United. So, you know, again, changing that the blend around, it's nice to see Sam Tatum back.
He's been dual reg, hasn't he?
Dual reg at Padiham, you know, and he can come back and use that pace and get. He's got games under his belt now. Mike Jones is on the bench, Terrell Palmer, Jamal Crawford, and Greavesy himself. So it's a strong bench, in all fairness.
And it needs to be, because Curzon Ashton not had the best of form recently, but it's a John Flanagan side, and therefore you can't really. You take them at your peril, don't you?
Well, this is a derby. This is the real derby for FC United and Manchester against Curzon.
No, not just FC United, of non-league football.
Well, okay, yes. This is the game. Hence why the cameras and boom mics and you name it are all here this afternoon. It's a team that we know very, very well. We've done particularly well against them, but it's going to be a hard encounter. The pitch is actually looking superb. It's very, very soft, though. So you'll be looking at the silky skills of Kieran Glynn holding onto the ball, which we missed on Tuesday. You know, Jones came into that game, and the midfield was so compact from their perspective, and Kidderminster were outstanding. So, you know, looking forward to it. Should be good. We've got loads of techs already in as well, Ben.
We should say today's game is sponsored by Mitchell Charlesworth. They're a chartered accountants company.
Who'd have thought it, with a name like Mitchell Charlesworth, they're actually a chartered accountant.
But thank you for sponsoring.
Yes, of course.
But this is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Armour. And here's the commentary for this afternoon's match between FC United and Curzon Ashton in the National League North. It's Emily Maguire and Swampair.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome, good afternoon, good evening and welcome. It's FC Live, as always, brought to you by constructivecoding.com, the Armchair Army, our brothers and sisters of revolutionary groups from around the world, and all our fine purveyors of beverage from the Manchester area. First and foremost, let me just say loud and clear in the smoke, important to put Tuesdays behind us and continue a home run. That's from Dave in the smoke in London. And I'm going to give you the teams very quickly as they enter the pitch. And it's good afternoon to you, Emily. First and foremost, in goal for FC United of Manchester this afternoon, it's Lloyd Allison. Joel Senior, number 2. Danny Wisdom, number 3. Zach Corbett, number 4. Matty Hughes, number 5. Sam Bedin at number 6. Kieran Glynn, number 7. Scott Kane, captain, number 8, with his dodgy toenail. Conor McCarthy, number 9. Steve Irwin, number 10. And Craig Linfield, number 11. On the bench, it's Sam Tatum, Mike Jones, Terrell Palmer, Jamel Crawford, and Tom Greaves. FC United playing in red shirts, white shorts, and black stockings. FC's goalkeeper in a green shirt, black shorts, and black stockings. And I hand you over to my comrade to my right hand side to give you the Curzon that team.
Okay, the Curzon Ashton team today, number 1, the goalkeeper, Cameron Mason, number 2, James Bally, number 3, Joe Guest, number 4, Curzon's captain, Jonathan Hunt, number 5, Daniel Shaw, number 6 is Oliver Thornley, number 7, Luke Clark, number 8, Sam Walker, number 9, Niall Cummins, number 10, Chris Rownley, number 11 is Matthew Regan. On the bench for Curzon Ashton, we have Richie Barker, Sam Madeley, Ben Warden, Jake Dunwoody, and Paul Marshall.
The visitors this afternoon wearing a very, very colourful kit, shall we say. It's a lime green shirt, grey shorts, and grey stockings. The goalkeeper wearing orange. What are those chocolate, the green on the outside and the chocolate on the inside? What are the chocolate limes? That's basically just chocolate lime kit. A couple of names are familiar to FC is this. We've got the likes of Sam Madeley, ex-FC United Manchester on the bench for Curzon Ashton this afternoon. And, a tough afternoon, good encounter though, and it's Saturday afternoon rather than quarter to eight on a Tuesday in the middle of nowhere.
I know, I'm fortunately could just listen in to you guys.
Well, that was because you were preparing for this this documentary you've been doing. We know you've been doing a lot of research and finding out whether or not it was worthy to do so. And you've had a good time. Is it been enjoyable?
It's been very enjoyable, yeah.
But glad to be back doing what you do best.
Quite embarrassing, really.
Is it embarrassing? Well, let's hope we don't have an embarrassing performance from this man this afternoon. Aaron Jackson is the official, together with Scott Taylor and Connor Brown, the two assistants this afternoon. Well, the toss seems to have been won by Curzon, because FC United could kick him towards the SMRE in the opening 45 minutes. Normally, second half, it gets the players going even more. So attacking that end, but let's be honest, let's see if we can perhaps get two or three goals up, and we won't need the roar of the 12 fan in the SMRE nice. This afternoon.
It would be nice. We know Kears and Ashton, they're quite similar to ourselves in the way that they play. A lot of our performances, a lot of our results have often been shared. So it's important that, you know, we stay composed after a defeat in the week, that we start the game sensibly, professionally, and build as we go.
Well, another youthful team here from FC United this afternoon, and McCarthy will get the game underway when the referee signals to the television crew that we can kick off, and we have indeed. And it's if you've just joined us and you're for the Trafford Brants, it's 0-0 as McCarthy rides a challenge there. The referee perhaps should have given the free kick, but doesn't, and the ball lobbed over the top and needs to be dealt with first and foremost by an FC shirt, and that man was Hughes. His first header was convincing, his second header unconvincing, and the ball down this left hand side now for the number 9, Niall Cummins. Cummins plays it back to Guest takes a touch, he's got a man behind him in the guise of Matthew Regan. Regan plays a nice ball out left hand side of the penalty ball into the penalty area. It's a decent ball towards the back post, needs to be headed away. A good clearance from FC United Manchester Sam Baird, but Curzon with the ascendancy, still with the ball now with Regan on this near touchline. The ball played across field and it should find a touch on the far right hand side, but that was a very good opening in the opening minutes for the visitors.
Yeah, they're certainly letting FC know what they're looking for. They're looking to play quite direct, you know, get it up and over in behind the defenders to get the ball across. But it's always a frantic start at the start of these games.
Well, the throw in taken quickly, and Danny Wisdom balanced the ball on his head. It was a poor ball really, and here come Curzon on the edge of the area again. There's an overlap here, and can they get the ball into the penalty area? Yes, they catch a decent ball in. Baird clears his lines and it falls to Irwin. Irwin now plays the ball towards Kieran Glynn, not going to reach Kieran Glynn, and the ball back in their own half, and it's Jonathan Hunt plays a loose ball, should be picked up by Wisdom. Wisdom's touch is not the best, but it falls to Kieran Glynn, whose touch indeed, first one was poor, second one was decent, and then the ball flicked on, and a hurried pass there from FC United finds the goalkeeper in Mason. And a good afternoon to you two guys on the left hand side. Good afternoon, Sato Paul.
Good afternoon.
Are you well?
Yes. Curzon never lost at Broadhurst.
Well, thanks for that. And we'll be giving you all the goals that are going in around the division. Big game in the Northern Prem this afternoon, as FC need to deal with this ball first and foremost. It's Altrincham versus Warrington, and in Division 1 North it's South Shields entertaining fourth spot at Hyde United. But here FC United and Manchester, they're looking to try and get the 3 points and get right close to those teams in front. It's a lovely ball into the penalty area as well. It's a great movement there, but it's slightly overplayed, and FC can come out with Wisdom. 2 minutes on the clock, 0-0, as Corbett now plays a simple ball out to Danny Wisdom. Wisdom has to play the ball all the way back, and the one criticism really, Wisdom plays a very high line. Can he get back and defend? That's what you'd want from him this afternoon.
Yeah, he needs to be working that line up and down, and the position that he's in. He's very good getting forward, but we need that support coming back into defend, especially against Curzon. You can see how they're setting up. They've got quite a high line. They're currently inviting FC to keep the possession in our own half, but we're very, very deep, and they'll be happy with that.
Well, the keep ball from FC United, it's the skipper who's very deep in the left-back position. He's being pushed back and plays the ball to Baird. Baird plays a ball that Kieran Glynn does really well. Get on the end of, and then chips the ball. There should have been a free kick. The referee's not seen that. He got taken from behind, and the referee lets play continue. That's a ridiculous decision from the referee, but Curzon have it now. Deep in their own half, over the halfway line they go, and again another free kick for FC United. Yeah. And the referee this time actually gives it.
Yeah, I think he couldn't ignore that one. He was unsighted on the last one. His position, he'd got himself quite high up, the referee, but he's made amends there. Some good play from Kieran Glynn, just how he holds his body position. You'll watch as he comes in, he knows where the players are around him.
That's a good ball up to Linfield on the edge of the penalty area, but Shaw, top quality is Shaw, a player who decided to leave, or should say stay at this club, as Kieran Glynn now plays a nice ball out left-hand side. Wisdom to the byline he goes, going to get the ball to the penalty. Yes, can it's chipped towards the back post. It's a decent ball, but unfortunately it's just a bit too much for Linfield to get on the end of. But again, good interception initially by Danny Shaw. He's a player, as I say, Stockport County were keen on signing, as they seem to be keen on signing quite a lot of John Flanagan's players, but he decided to stay with Curzon, and he's going to be instrumental for them at the centre half position, But again, good play there from FC United, and just not quite coming off. But plenty of time to go. 5 minutes on the clock, 0-0 here. And a clearing by Cameron Mason. There's a good hold-up player there by Cummins. He does really well and nearly threads the ball through, but intercepted well by Corbett. And now Glynn again does really, really well. Plays a reverse ball towards FC United and Manchester's McCarthy, who wasn't quite on the right on his toes there. And it allows Curzon to come away with it again. Ball play through the middle. Oh, and luckily for FC United and Manchester, Hughes got a little bit of a touch on it, and it actually scurried back to the goalkeeper, because if he hadn't got that touch on it, he was through the number nine there. And FC United showing a little bit of frailty at the back there, as they now can come through the middle with Baird. Baird plays it left-hand side to Corbett. Corbett looking for someone. FC a little bit too deep there, but it does eventually fall to Linfield. Linfield plays it to McCarthy. McCarthy's ball is one which is probably overplayed, and it was offside anyway, so all that running from Linfield was for nothing. We've got to make better with the ball, haven't we?
Yeah, we do. I think, like you were saying at the start, the pitch does look heavy. It looks like it's breaking up in parts. So it's just a matter of trying to get used to certain areas of the pitch. We've had a lot of possession in our own defensive third, and it's important that they get to learn the bounce of the ball.
Well, an overhit clearance from the goalkeeper, Cameron Mason there, not making use of that free kick, and it's out for a goal kick for FC United Manchester. I'm just thinking this boom mic that's above us, it reminds me of, I don't know if you ever watched Take Heart with Tony Hart, and there used to be a thing that fly around the programme, and they'd be thinking, what on earth is it? And it's just one of these, it was on a bit of string, and it just fly around. My granddad used to make them for me as well. The ball now back with FC United. It's a deep ball into the penalty area. And Linfield there, well, the ball was a decent one. He just got to the wrong side of his man. Equally, Jonathan Hunt, though, couldn't compete there. And luckily, it fell back to the goalkeeper, and they can start from the back. Good crowd here this afternoon at Broadhurst Park. And, Ben, you've got some information, some news for us, I believe.
Latest score, Brackley 1, Salford 0.
Well, that's Brackley at the moment, a team looking to do well in the playoffs at this moment in time. And Kieran Glynn now with the ball on the outside. It's just a lovely ball in the penalty area. Now Senior, well, he just went away from it a little bit, and Senior just scurried the ball across. It was an easy take for the goalkeeper at the near post, but what a ball with the outside of the foot from Kieran Glynn again.
Fantastic vision for him to see. It was a great overlapping run that from Senior. We've seen him do that a few times, and Glynn's picked him out perfectly. He just couldn't really reach it, Senior. He'd almost lost his legs by the time he got there.
To be honest, though, I mean, Kieran Glynn for me should probably backspin on that ball rather than, he's capable of doing the backspin ball. As the ball down the right-hand side now, and again, FC United have to deal with it, but is it going to go out of play? No, the assistant referee said it's still in play, and Cummins is back to go. First-time shot comes in, and it deflects into the arms of Allenson. Well, the assistant referee not quite with play there, but stating that the ball stayed in, and what FC United Senior couldn't quite do, they managed to do, but to no avail, 0-0, 8 minutes on the clock, and we seem to have got rid of the boom mic. See, you make a statement about a boom mic, and they bugger off. Marvellous.
What kind of a reference was that?
it was a reference.
Wasn't it the orange bucket thing that used to fly around?
There was all sorts, but the thing is, the boom mic's gone, Ben. That's what you wanted. It was very off-putting, wasn't it? It looked like he had a Dennis Healy eyebrow. As the ball now with Kay. Clay plays it up to Linfield. Linfield's touch is fortunate, but he finds Danny Wisden. And the ball played up by Corbett. It's a decent ball there, but the keeper comes out, Cameron Mason, and it's the ball released very, very quickly. It's with Regan. Regan plays it to this near touchline to Joe Guest. Guest plays it inside. Sam Walker not really shown a lot of this ball so far. Sam Walker on loan from Stockport. Not featured a great deal for Stockport County. In fact, he's one of the players that actually has been brought on as this ball played over the top, looking for an offside decision, and it should be offside. Sam Walker is a player that actually has started for Stockport County this season, come on a substitute and been brought off as a substitute within 30 minutes. It's been an interesting season for him. He's a top quality player, and he's back at this Curzon now.
Tim's been in touch. Hola radio crew, you're loud and clear in southern Spain. Is Emily's appearance in a documentary and the Oscar nominations purely coincidental? Yeah. Emily, thoughts?
I have no thoughts.
Too modest.
I've got at least one member of the commentary team has the face for telly.
Oh, thank you, whoever that is. I've often thought that.
Yes, well, you'd be pleased to know it wasn't your wife, but it was mine. So I think
about me. That's a bit weird.
I don't think so. I think it may well be about Emily, to be honest, as the ball headed on there, and it should be comfortable for the goalkeeper, Cameron Mason. So we're 10 minutes on the clock. Your overall thoughts of the game? How it's panning out, Emily?
Yeah, they're starting to settle into it. We've had some good possession. We're moving the ball about well. The movement of certain players like you, Kieran Glynn, and McCarthy up front are looking quite strong.
And the ball back in FC's penalty area has to be dealt with by Baird. Simple ball to Corbett. Corbett now can turn, hits the ball long left hand side. McCarthy heads it on towards an on running Linfield, but again Shaw's there to mop up, does really well, plays it to his right back, and they can start again from the back. Again, the ball there, well, it was a ball with half purpose opposed to being of real quality, and the ball on the halfway line now with Curzon. Ball flicked over by Luke Clark down the right hand side. That's a high looping ball, and that, I would class that really as a Matty Hughes clearance, wouldn't you?
I'm saying no, mate.
Well, Matty's not happy unless at least two or three balls of the game are out on Broaders Park. But good crowd here this afternoon. To the left-hand side, we've got the Curzon supporters, together with a mixed with a bag of FC supporters. And we'd be pleased to know the drum has not left the food and drink festival in town yet.
Somebody has...
There's a trumpet. Oh, blooming hell. Why do people... Why would you bring a bugle to a game of football? So anyway, the ball back in play,
maybe,
with Hughes.
Maybe they're planning a charge.
Yes, but we're playing in red, we're not the huntsman. As the ball played through the middle, it's a decent ball there. McCarthy's got loads of room, and he should have brought it down in his chest. That's poor play from McCarthy, but good strong header by Irwin. But it falls to a lime green shirt. It's the number 11, Matty Regan, plays the ball long, and again it's a poor ball. But there was a great opportunity.
It was a great opportunity. You could see what he wanted to do. If he'd just got a glancing header, that would have been through onto, I think it was Linfield running on. But he just got a little bit too much of it. Like you say, he had an opportunity to bring it down. But he's in the right positions.
Well, FC give the ball away on the halfway line. It's picked up by Joe Guest. Guest now, man to his right-hand side, man to his left, the outside of the foot. Decent ball to Cummins. Oh, and it's a half challenge from FC United. The referee really should have pulled that for a free kick. But let's play continue. The ball still with Joe Guest outside the penalty area. Left-footed, he plays it inside now to Rowney. Rowney, nice ball out wide right. Ball flicks, it's a decent ball at the near post. It gets an awkward bobble, but it's defended well by FC United and Manchester's Danny... Wisdom there, and FC from defence to attack now with McCarthy. McCarthy got Shaw to get past. He has to hold it to the byline. Can he get a cross in? He can, but it's no one there really from FC United. No one had gambled there. The man that had gambled was Linfield, but he got to the back post, and no one was coming in near post. And we go from one end to the other again.
Yeah, some good, confident defending from FC. Very composed as the ball's coming in. They're keeping the line very well. You can see as they're pushing out as a group, as a unit, and I think that's something this season that we've really seen a difference. They're looking a lot tighter and a lot stronger at the back, and it's not the panic situation that we often get when they get into the 18-yard box. Very composed and playing it out, which I love to see.
Well, Linfield plays a ball back to Hughes. Hughes about 10 yards inside his own half, looks a bit of movement. McCarthy's in front of him. We're trying to get Glynn on the ball. Glynn actually takes it over now. Goes past one, or tries to, being hurried there, and does well. Good hustling though by Luke Clark. And FC go backwards another 10 yards. It's with Baird. Simple ball across to the skipper, Kay. Kay plays a nice ball up to Irwin. Irwin again being hustled out of it, and good play there from Curzon's number 10, and gets himself a free kick there. Chris Rowney did very, very well, and the referee must have a quick word. Is it going to be a is he going to get a yellow card out for
not
that challenge?
Sure.
He is.
There is a referee assessor here today.
Well, that's a very interesting run. The referee there on
it
the halfway
line. It was more of
line.
Just a bit of a tussle, showing two players coming at each other, showing each other who's the strongest. I think it's quite early in the game. It was high up in the pitch. It's right in the middle. A quiet word there was all that was needed.
Well, Aaron Jackson there, letter of the law, I think he's suggesting he still wants to have a chat to FC United of Manchester's Steve Irwin. And Aaron Jackson, do your job. We don't need a sermon, and he's not happy at all there, the referee. And you can see that. We saw that on Tuesday with the sending off of Corbett. The referee didn't take any time, just ran up and just gave him a red card. And referees need to just settle and have a look at how the game's progressing. It wasn't a bad challenge. It was a free kick, and free kick only. Is the ball though into the penalty area, it needs to be dealt with. Headed away by Sam Baird. The ball flicked back into the penalty area, up goes Corbett, wins the header. It's a poor clearance, first time shot comes in, and it deflects off a red shirt and out for a corner ball.
They're getting creating some good opportunities, Curzon. They're getting the ball into the 18-yard box. Nice and early, plenty of bodies in there as well. But FC are matching them so far. Like I say, they're composed in defence. They're getting numbers behind the ball. Deflection, let's see how they get on with this corner.
Well, FC have to defend the ball. It's going to be a right-footed in-swing of 15 minutes on the clock, 0-0 if you just joined us. And plenty of movement. Waiting and waiting. Referee hasn't suggested getting on with it at all yet. So still waiting for this corner to come in. The ball whipped towards the back post. There's a free header there as well. And it should have done better there. But it's out and over the top. And FC United and Manchester, well, everyone was marking everybody until the corner was taken. And there was a man left in the middle of by himself. And it was, in fact, it was the number eight. It was Sam Walker there. And perhaps should have done better.
Yeah, he should have done better. He rose very, very well. But he got right underneath the ball, fortunately for FC.
Well, I'm going to try and bait my coughing by having a cough tablet. As FC put himself under pressure there in Hughes, but his back pass was poor. The ball comes across as an opportunity. He needs to be dealt with by Baird. They're looking for a penalty there, never a penalty. And again, Walker actually threw himself into Sam Baird. And for me, the referee can come back. That's a booking there for me because he's trying to get a penalty. As FC United do attack now, though, with Danny Wisdom. Wisdom plays the ball inside, and the poor was poor. And Joe Guest intercepted it very, very well, and it allows the visitors to come away with it on the halfway line. And they're playing the more comprehensive football at the moment, the visiting team, as Alisson comes out and clears his lines. But
sure.
You go back to that incident there, Emily. If the referee's booking a player for a challenge, yeah, and a player's there trying to get a player sent off.
Well, exactly, letter of the law. As you said before, he's booked one player for something innocuous. That one's a deliberate attempt there to try and fool him, and that is... It's a bookable offence. Fortunately, nothing came of it either.
Well, the ball into the penalty area again. FC United defend this ball, and it might eventually go out. Should be a goal kick. Well, the assistant referee. Well, that's a bit unfair because the assistant referee didn't know what to give, and he let the Curzon player go towards the corner flag to take the corner, and then went, actually, no, goal kick. That's not cricket. That's just wrong, isn't it?
It's easy.
Any more scores, Ben? Anything to report?
Yes, I was going to say. Leamington 0, Darlington 1. Kidderminster have just gone 1-0 up against Southport. And Brackley are 2-0 up now against Salford.
Oh, wow.
Well, throw-in to what? Well, FC United should have had a throw-in. The assistant referee got it completely wrong. And has given a throw-in to Curzon. And now the throw-in hasn't been taken from the right place. So it should be an FC throw-in, shouldn't it? What's going on? What's the referee doing?
I'm not.
Oh, he's giving a free kick for a handball. Well, this is a little
surely,
bit.
Surely all throw-ins are technically handball.
This is a very interesting. This is like you know, spot the ball. And what happened next? What happened there? I mean, does Paul have any idea?
I suspect the ball wasn't out of play and Wisdom picked it up.
Well, the assistant referee now talking to the referee. No one's quite sure what's going on, and it's all a little bit. It's a throw-in.
Yay.
Well, after all that, this is... I mean, the thing is, Curzon has set themselves because they had the free kick, so the players have gone deep and they've had a throw-in, so they've had to start from the back again, and it's now with Danny Shaw. Very strange referee in there, but the ball on this near touchline now with Regan. He hits the ball towards the back post. It should be headed away by Corbett. He does win the header, but FC now on the halfway line don't pick up the second ball. They should have picked up that second ball as Curzon now through the middle they go. A 1-2 with... Clark tries to play the round left hand side, but goes Wisden, loses out on the header, and Clark back on the ball now, chips it in. It's a decent ball to the penalty, a plethora of players, but an offside flag up, and it is a free kick to FC. But on the balance of play, 18 minutes in, you'd say Curzon are the better of the two teams.
Yeah, I think they're pushing higher up the field. They're creating more opportunities. Like I say, they're getting the ball into the 18 yard box a lot sooner. What they're doing really well is they're stretching the play. You can see that they're pulling the wide players out, which is allowing the midfield to run through.
Well, they're certainly bossing the midfield as well. FC United not really getting on the ball as much as they should. And Hughes with a high long clearance, and it'll meet just on the edge of the 18-yard area, which cleared heads towards McCarthy, but no one going to meet the ball. The ball eventually falls for Kay just outside over the halfway line. Kay has a man to his right-hand side, but it's just holding the ball a little bit too late. Invites three players to him, and the ball now back in FC's half with Baird. Corbett takes over, but again, the the gap between FC's forward players and defenders is so much, it has to go all the way back to Alisson. And this is not, at this moment in time, a cohesive performance from FC United. But plenty of time to go. That's the ball from the goalkeeper, Alisson. He tries to bring Wisdom in, who's very, very deep up on the left-hand side, but it's out for a throw-in. And Curzon can look to get another tap going. No real shots of any note or any quality, but Curzon, you say, are probably the better two teams at the moment?
Yeah, slightly. They're slightly edging it. It's been a fairly open game, but they're doing a lot more when they're in possession, Curzon.
Well, the referee sees a free kicker. It's FC's captain impeded there. And, well, I think it's a game really from FC. I mean, something needs to spark, you know, a bit of quality from Kieran Glynn on the ball. Maybe the floodlights coming on, as they have done now, maybe, you know, infuse the game, perhaps. But it's an opportunity here now. Irwin from distance, I mean, I can't really see him maybe taking the effort. Although, you never know, it's a good, what, 45 yards out. Plenty of red shirts in there. No one, everyone back for Curzon. The ball chips in towards the right-hand side. There's a decent ball in there. And the keeper gathers it, base it on his line. And that ball does dip just before him as well. And he clears his lines quickly, Mason, to try and get a Curzon and break going. But FC on the halfway line win it. Referee going to give a free kick against Kay. And Sam Walker and Kay having a little bit of argy-bargy.
He kept his foot in. Very naughty.
Who did?
Kay.
Well, that's not like him, is it?
It's very out of character.
Yeah. When he concedes a free kick, he likes to stand next to the player.
He just stands next to them, let them know that he's still there.
Well, the ball down the left-hand side, it's a decent ball, can it be kept in play? Well, he brought it down on his chest, Joe Guest, but unfortunately out for a goal kick. But you're right, I mean, that's a part of his game that he needs to get away from. And then the two of them, like, rutting stags.
Well, yeah, it's one of those, some players need that to keep them up playing at a certain level, certain tempo in the game. But there's times when, you know, he doesn't find that balance and he does allow himself to topple over and he gets himself into trouble. But, you know, it's a competitive game.
Oh, yeah, of course. We don't want to, take it out of his game, but just to do it in the right positions at the right time. It's a long ball looping over the top and out comes Alisson to gather it. 21 minutes gone, 0-0 here. No real chances of any note, but Curzon slightly being the better of the two teams. FC United playing very, very deep, and Curzon closing down space and not being allowed to play their football, as again just resulted in there. The ball cleared, chested down well by Glynn, and then the ball for Wisdom was a poor one, and they can clear the lines again, and it's picked up by Joe Guest, who's very deep on this near left hand side. The overlap will be there for him with Regan. Got to make sure that Regan is nullified, and cross goes FC United, number two. He's been too easily there, seen into the penalty area, goes, and it's coming still, but it does really well eventually. FC United's
well
number two
there,
and now a decent ball down this near touchline. It's Linfield looks for some support, and the ball should have been a crossfield ball, as you rightly thought there, Emily, but the first idea, well, the goalkeeper making a mess of this. Eventually he does a back flick, and they can come away with it, but you don't want your goalkeeper doing that too often. As now Shaw piling over the halfway line, plays a 1-2, or tries to, with Cummins plays the ball inside now. Little flick on there by Luke Clark. Clark plays the ball and spreads it wide right. The team in lime green in the ascendancy, is the ball down the right hand side now. Balil on the ball, cuts inside, two plays around him, and he's done well there, and they still have the ball. And then a free kick. Well, the assistant referee seen something that the referee hadn't seen, and he's utilised his assistant quite a lot on that side up to now, hasn't he?
Yeah, they're communicating very well. I think it was just as they were running, I'm not sure. I think they were just coming together, and there was a slight touch from Corbett.
I think the name you were looking for is Bailey.
Bailey, that's it, yes.
Why is it France?
I mean, it's Baille. Bailey.
How do you pronounce that?
Bailey. It's very French, isn't it? Anyway, a free kick comes. It's a decent ball near post. It goes across everybody. And it's saved at the near post. Then it's charged down from the second shot there. And I think it was good save from Alisson at the near post. It was a whipped in ball. First time shot comes in again. Deflects off a Curzon shirt. Lackadaisical defending there from Kay. And eventually, FC United should get the free kick. You know what the referee should do here, Emily? Where's the free kick should be from?
Yeah, he's gone with the first one, but I think the advantage had been played, and I think the free kick is right up there on the halfway line.
Exactly, you're dead right. The referee saw an infringement on the 10 yards outside FC's penalty area, and then the second infringement took place. So you can say, well, the advantage there is...
Yeah, the advantage was to move it, you know, that's a quite a big progress down the field.
And a long looping ball this time that McCarthy can't get at the end of, and it's headed away by Hunt. And then a strong challenge by Danny Wisdom. It's going to be a throw-in, very, very deep Wisdom. Play that left wing-back. When I say left wing-back, he's just basically a left-winger, isn't he, at the moment? The defensive duties seem to be all down to the likes of Corbett on that left-hand side. And with 25 minutes to go, it's gone to this game. Ordinarily, we'll be saying it's now time for James Quinn, but Quinny's not here this afternoon, as Linfield does really well. Second challenge is from Shaw, and Shaw wins the ball, plays it out right-hand side to Guest. And this is what's happening at the moment. When they get the ball, Curzon, they're breaking with a bit of power and panache and quality. Ball inside again. See, there's a commentating curse initially because Walker's ball was poor, but they still have it at the area. And a half effort from Cummins, but they're breaking a lot quicker with more quality, aren't they?
Absolutely. They know where each other is, and they're able to spread the play quickly, which leaves a lot of space in the middle, and the midfielders have a lot more time on the ball. It's the movement of everybody within their team, like you say, just that insertion of pace. As soon as they win possession, they're exploding out and hitting FC.
And the one thing you don't necessarily need, and we've seen that this afternoon, you don't need really pacey players in order to play fast football. It's how you get your players and work together moving forward, and that's what they're doing.
We've seen a couple of times when FC, they've been looking fairly strong. Nothing coming of it.
Well, there was nothing coming of it. I thought it was an offside decision. That's why I went quiet. But FC United down with Wisden. Wisden does really well. Cuts inside. Now he can get a shot away from there. First time shot comes in. Comfortable at the near post with the goalkeeper. But better from Wisden. But they'll come quickly, and that'll be an overhit ball from the goalkeeper.
Too quickly. That time. But you can see what they're wanting to do. You can see the ideas that they've got. Like I was saying, the FC are looking fairly comfortable and confident at the back, but they're doing everything quite slowly in terms of bringing it out nice and slow, which allows Curzon to get back behind the ball.
And they've got a hold-up player in Cummins, who holds the ball really well against Hughes now. Plays it inside to Rowney. Ball played left-hand side. It's a decent ball again for Joe Guest. Guest, can he get the ball into the penalty area? Across comes Sam Baird, and he does enough there. And initially won by Kay, but then given away again. The ball down this left-hand side again for Guest. Guest plays it out to Regan. Regan's first time ball into the penalty area. It's cut out by FC, and a poor clearance really from FC United. But then, well, he won the ball brilliantly well, did Kieran Glynn. A swipe at his boot as well, but he carried on with the ball and plays it now to Irwin. Irwin's ball out left hand side to McCarthy, and there's a ball pushed, a player pushed off the ball. There's a ball to the penalty. The referee's got to see that. Steve Irwin there is making movement, and the number 7 Luke Clark comes across and just pushes him out of the way right in front of the referee. And FC United, the attack comes to nothing, and Curzon can move through the middle again.
Yeah,
with Luke
right.
Clark.
It changed the shape of the game there. It changed the picture that was in front of them. The ball in wasn't good enough though, and then we've had a couple of them where we're looking good coming forward, but then the final ball has been too close to the keeper. It's been too easy getting into that 6-yard box, and the keeper collects it.
Well, it's 0-0 here. 28 minutes gone. Good crowd, and. An afternoon of football that both teams would want to be getting 3 points from. Curzon, 3 points behind FC United. Manchester has a 1-2 there. And Linfield, well, again, the referee doing nothing. There's blocked off FC United's senior. The referee, to be honest, the referee's just said, I didn't see it. Well, he's got an assistant referee on this side that's basically doing nothing, while the one on the opposite side is doing everything. As ball thrown, it's a decent throw as well. Cummins should take over, but again, he loses out. And that's good. Well, is that a yellow card?
I mean, similar idea.
It's got to be a yellow card.
You look at the position that he was in. No, but we've seen something like that, but not the pitch was different. Irwin's won the ball there, and you can see the difference in the attack, the difference in the shape. There was a lot more space ahead of him, and he's been impeded to make that progress, and we would have had. That would have been a FC United heavy attack there.
The thing is, as well, as the free kick is conceded, he's pretty much exactly where the free kick that Irwin conceded, and yet the yellow card came. The referee actually is having a quite up and down game, shall we say, and Mr. Jackson needs to assert a bit more authority on this game as the free kick comes in for FC United. It's a near ball, or a near post ball, and it came off the head of Corbett to no avail, and it's out for into the arms of the goalkeeper. Yes,
just to give you some scores elsewhere, Kidderminster now 3-0 up against Southport. Stockport 1-0 up against York, and Spennymoor are taking the lead against Tamworth.
Well, a strong head on the halfway line by Corbett. He needs to win the second ball as well. He does, but he gives the ball away. dead on the halfway line with Rowney. Rowney plays the ball out left hand side to Joe Guess, who's been afforded a lot of room down this right hand side, and looking for a free kick, not getting one. And Kieran Glynn, this time it'd be a free kick. Well, the free kick from FC United's number 7 was impetuous, shall we say, and but the reaction from Chris Rowney was to get up and basically want to headbutt him. So for me, you talk to with Kieran Glynn, say it's just a free kick, and you book the number 10 who's trying to
that
cause trouble.
Is, yeah, total overreaction there from Rowney. There was nothing in it. It wasn't done at pace. It was, like you say, he's caught his legs. It's a free kick. The decision was given. There was nothing malicious in it. But the reaction from Rowney, like you say, you can't behave like that.
Well, the referee's having a chat, and he's saying, and then this, but they do that, don't they? No more.
No more of that.
They thrust their arms across. No more. If you do it again, I'm going to do something, but I'm not quite
sure
what I'll
do. There's no point doing the mime. The listener doesn't understand what you're doing. You're just hitting me and Emily.
I think they can understand the no more. The free kick comes in deep towards the back post. It's a decent ball. There's a free man there, and it goes across goal. It could have gone anywhere, but it forced to Kay, who thinks about clearing his lines, eventually plays it back to the goalkeeper. It was calm play there from Kay, and a long ball on the halfway line, and it forced for, well, the man of the moment, Chris Rowney, who's back defending, plays it back to his goalkeeper. He plays a nice ball out to this left-hand side. McCarthy should have got on the end of it, though, but Regan Howe has it. The next challenge is going to be a yellow card for whichever player on this pitch I would fancy. As Danny Shaw now deep in his own half. Hits the ball wide right. It's a great ball as well, isn't it? Well, it is too heavy, unfortunately. But, it's all just bubbling up now, isn't it?
Yeah, is it? You're starting to see the little battles that happen in games. You know, there's a lot of physical players out there, a lot of contest. But as the game is open, it's opening up more. It is, you know, it could be anybody's.
Lefty come away with it now with Hughes. He's a man who likes his physicality on the pitch. Is a poor control there by McCarthy, and the ball on the halfway line given away, and then two players slide, two players, and one was Guest and one was Senior. Senior not having as comprehensive of a game as he ordinarily does, but offside against Guest this time, and then he kicks the ball away. Now that's a yellow card in football nowadays. He kicked the ball away, yellow card, but the referee didn't see it. I mean, it's a silly rule, to be honest, yellow card for something as impetuous as that.
Yeah,
but if he's you know, sticking to the letters of the law and the way he's been playing this game so far, it was a yellow card.
I mean, I think there's certain times in the game where it's done deliberately for that time wasting. And then I think the yellow card needs to be used, but others, it can be just a...
Well, for me, I take the time off the referee and put it to, on a timer, and therefore every time it goes out, it's clicked in, and you play more football then. Yeah. As the ball halfway, like, good football from Curzon, the ball played through, it's a great ball. Alistair thinks about coming out, there's an opportunity now. What can they do? Can they make it? Oh, no, they can't. It's a wonderful save. James Bailey, the ball threaded through. FC United completely undone at the back, and a great save. With his legs, he's going one way, he hits the legs on the right hand side, and it's out for a corner ball. But FC United there really should be 1-0 down.
Yeah, they certainly should. It was a fantastic run, great timing of the run there, and a great breakaway from Curzon. He should be doing better. That should be a goal. Allinson came out, made himself big, he stood up for as long as he could, and he's managed to get something on it. But there's warning signs there from Curzon.
Well, Curzon are breaking with the ball on the halfway and a lot quicker than FC United. The more compact and more concise in their play, and FC United and Manchester need to sort of get a bit of cohesion together. They have to defend this corner, though. It's going to be a left-footed in-swinger. It's a decent ball as well. FC's keeper comes out and punches it away, and Irwin can take over now. Plays it up towards McCarthy. McCarthy should hold this ball, and he does hold it well. Now the ball should be played through the middle. Can they get in the FC United's number 7 get on the end of it? Well, great defending from Danny Shaw. He was coming across, but the ball for me was delayed slightly. Another second quicker than that, he's on his way there, FC United's number 7, but not happening for FC at this moment in time. But it's still 0-0 at home at Broadhurst Park. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome. FC Live is always brought to you by constructivecoding.com, the armchair army, brothers and sisters around the world, revolutionary groups, and also every person around the land that loves Manchester Beverage. As I said a few moments ago, the next free kick will be a yellow card. It's a tug on the shirt by Luke Clark, and the referee goes straight to his book. I mean, it's not as if, like, you don't need to have a crystal ball with referees, do you? Because you know exactly what they're going to do after a certain period of time.
Yeah, you can see it happening. You can see it boiling up. But that's the right decision. You know, it was a great turn, lovely bit of play from Kieran Glynn, and you could see that was a moment when the FC players were pushing forward in numbers.
Well, the referee being a little bit pedantic there. He rolled the ball back about what? Two, not even, not, it was a half a roll, wasn't it? And FC have the free kick though, hit towards the back post, heading towards the SMRE. Who's it going to fall for? Well, there's a bit of indecisiveness there, and the ball scrambles across. And well, Matty Hughes, who normally leathers balls out of grounds and end up in Oldham, hit the weakest shot. The goalkeeper actually was that weak. The goalkeeper had already dived and then realised he wasn't getting near him and did a second scramble and then gathered the ball. There's a red card. Joe Guest is going to be sent off there. That's an absolutely horrendous challenge.
And he knows it.
There's players galore all in front of us, all having a bit of a, you know, argy-bargy. And, the referee first and foremost, there's Danny Shaw not happy. The player down injured has not even been allowed to have been looked after. The referee, I think, is going to have to send Guest off. It was a
terrible challenge. It's happened right in front of us. You just hope that Steve Irwin is actually all right. He was moving quite a bit initially.
It's always Irwin, isn't it? Irwin is the one that gets clobbered. He's had it three or four times this season. The referee there.
It was more the way he fell as well there, Irwin. He's hit the ground quite heavy.
Well, Joe Guest has not done his team any favours. He knows himself, Joe Guest.
Yeah, he knew straight away as soon as that had happened. You could see his body language and everything, what he was doing.
I don't even know why the referee's actually going to all three, or the two of his assistants, because basically he was there in front of it. It was a clear red card. There's no question about it. I think he'll be looking at who else is going to be booked.
Yeah, you can see that he'll be very, very lucky, if anything.
But let's just go back to that earlier incident. We should be 1-0 up. I mean, it was a dreadful shot from Hughes. We know, we were saying, you know, he leathers a ball. Yeah. He's just P-rolled it.
It was one of them where, you know, maybe if he'd connected with it, it wouldn't have challenged the keeper quite so much.
Well, the referee going over to Guest, yeah. And it's what he knew.
He knew, he was waiting.
And now they'll be looking to even things up, I think, with a couple of yellows maybe, and the referee going to go over to Linfield, maybe Linfield going into the book, or Danny Shaw going into the book. And Danny Shaw, yes, get a yellow card.
The reactions.
And then he's looking for another FC player. Maybe it's going to be Hughes, is it?
They're all trying to get Corbett.
The yellow card for Corbett. And that's all it is. Or anyone else? No, he's got another. Oh no, he's going into his pocket to put his book away. And
it's good to see Steve Irwin's actually up. He looks fit enough to be able to carry on.
Well, is any word from our touchline correspondent down there, Paul? What's the word?
The man in the cheap seats.
What's the word from the Curzon supporters? They don't sound happy.
Flanagan there went to the assistant to complain that he'd basically grassed somebody up, I think, and the linesman said that it's nothing to do with me. But that's now six red cards for and against this season.
Well, the free kick taken. The 10 men of FC United versus... Sorry, 11 men of FC United versus the 10 men of Curzon Ashton. And Joe Guest, I've got to say, was absolutely superb until that moment. He'd done everything really well. Yeah. He was overlapping. He was getting the ball. And 38 minutes on the clock. Well, is that the turning point? We've said there's something really needs to happen in this game. It's not been the greatest of games so far. And Curzon have been the better of the two teams. But hopefully FC can capitalise upon this now. And Flanagan, well, Flanagan's down there. I mean, we know he's a mild-mannered man off the pitch. On the pitch, he's a little aggressive. He's a little terrier. As the ball played into the penalty area, it's a decent ball. Idea. But no one from FC there gambling, and it allows Chris Rowney to come away with it. And he's got a man on this left-hand side, the number two in Bastille. Sorry, Bailey. Bailey on the ball, who's actually gone to the left-back position for the time being. Another late challenge there on Senior, but the ball fall for... S United's number seven. Here he comes on the ball. Kieran Glynn looking for some support. Gets it to the feet of McCarthy. McCarthy back to goal. Can turn. Eventually he's turned. He's gone the wrong way, but he plays it back to Kay. Kay should play it out to Senior. He plays it to Linfield instead. The ball inside from Linfield needs to be better. And then he undoes everybody by playing the ball behind two of his own players and out for a throw-in.
Yeah, they're a bit indecisive as to who's moving into what space, and they seem to be running into each other's paths. The build-up was great. Then McCarthy got the ball and he was looking for an overlap on the on the left hand side, but there was nobody coming.
Cummins on the ball does really well, holds it well, but then loses out. Hughes then puts his foot through the ball this time, and it's an easy one. Could be contended down the right hand side, and they've just had to change things around a little bit. Sir Curzon sending off a straight red for Joe Guest. If you just join us on 35 minutes, 39 minutes gone, it's 0-0 as Baird does really, really well. And then Riser challenge, another challenge, and then good football from Glynn. He slid and won the ball, goes past one, goes past another. This is good football from Glynn. Looks for some support, should be getting the free kick. Referee says no. Shaw comes away with it. Shaw shows a strong arm there, does really, really well. And FC United have to defend. There's five players in their own, in the wrong half at the moment from an FC perspective. But Curzon thankfully played the ball all the way back to Mason. He plays a quick, hurried ball out though to this near touchline to Matty Regan. Regan plays it inside now to Luke Clark. A yellow card. Danny Shaw and a yellow card. FC United of Manchester with a couple of players with yellow cards as well. Corbett and Steve Irwin. Irwin, the man who was poleaxed for that red card. It's a lovely ball down the right hand side, and Corbett should be equal to it. He is. He plays it back to Allison, who nonchalantly chips the ball forward to where Corbett has been. And then Corbett to the halfway line, plays it to McCarthy. McCarthy has to hold this ball and be strong here now. Can't afford to lose it. Does well there. And then the ball down the left hand side, and it's a dreadful ball from Corbett. No one really looking to capitalise upon that there, and it remains 0-0.
Four yellows and a red in 40 minutes, so you've already got the Jackson 5.
There you have. Ball played over the top, offside decision against Cummins though. Cummins doesn't realise that, gets the shot away, it's wide anyway, but the flag was up. Are you having that? He has them written down and then just picks them off week in, week out. What I would like to know, what's the score at South Shields versus Hyde? I'm sorry, Ben. Maybe some of our listeners will be playing them in the semi-final of the cup shortly. Hyde, that is, in the match of Premier Cup. As Irwin hits a ball towards McCarthy. McCarthy controls it really well.
South Shields.
There's an offside decision though.
South Shields are 1-0 up.
And South Shields at the moment not getting their own way. A team that FC will remember from a pre-season friendly, and been magnificent for the vast majority of the season, but Scarborough really on their heels, as are Hyde United as well, and Bamber and Prescott, yeah, with a few other teams as well, played a lot more games, but a really exciting division this year. Northern Prem for Division 1 as the ball falls loosely and kindly to FC United and Manchester's Linfield, whose first thought was to whack it. He did whack it, but it came off a Curzon player, but the ball on this near touchline with Irwin plays it to Baird. Baird across to Corbett. Corbett plays it back to Baird. Baird takes the ball forward, does well, rides a little challenge, plays the ball left hand side, nice ball to the feet of McCarthy. McCarthy, two players around him, eventually holds on the ball and slowly but surely clears his lines, and
well done Senior.
Well, Senior had to come back 25 yards to win it. McCarthy was too slow in his approach play there, and eventually now, can he win the second header? No, he can't. Ball picked up though by Kay. Kay plays it left hand side to Corbett. Corbett to Kay. Good time for FC United to go one up here if they can just get behind this defence. And now Irwin with a little bit of room and space down this right hand side plays it out to Senior. Senior looks for some support, goes past one, shows a little bit too much of it, does it? Looking for a free kick and getting the free kick. Well, it was all his own work. It was a soft free kick to concede, but FC United with an opportunity here from a shooting position. And can they go up 1-0 at half time, Emily?
Yeah, great range. The sending off has done quite a lot, and obviously there's a lot more room for FC, a lot more need to go forward, and a lot more time and moving the ball quickly. I'm not too sure about that, this being a free kick. It's a bit of an unfortunate decision, but perfect opportunity for FC.
Yeah, it was a soft one really. Senior had done well, ridden the challenge past one, and then just seemed to play the ball slightly in front of him, wasn't going to get on the end of it, and the referee saw something. He's now signalling that he's walking 10 yards. He is walking 10 yards, which basically is half a yard from the 18-yard area. It's just in from the corner of the 18-yard area, and it's what, 28, 29, maybe 30 yards out. This is, for me, a Steve Irwin left footer. You got Irwin and Linfield but the scraps, well, it's Linfield's going to take it. Linfield steps up, chips it up to the back post, headed on there by FC United of Manchester. Ball comes across, he was on the end of it, it's a header away really, and there was a decent ball headed across really, and FC United, someone should have been in there and throwing the body into it, and maybe should be 1-0, but no one went for it, and now seeing it to the byline does really well, but equally Cummins nullifies
good
that
defending.
Good defending from the centre forward Cummins there, and it remains 0-0 here at Broadhurst Park. And don't forget to, wherever you are around the world, you can get hold of us on 07596 104 122, and all things Twitter and all things Facebook and computer type stuff that you do nowadays when you're getting hold of a football
you're
station.
Right, Grandad. God, you're not that old.
What do you mean I'm not that
old? You're
I'm
making
not,
out like, yeah, oh, MySpace or whatever. Friends reunited.
Wow.
Strong header there from.
He climbed over two players to get that.
A lot of referees, you know, he's summarising that basically he was jumping over players. We could see that. There was, as you say.
What was that given for? Well,
I'd give him a 7, an 8 out of 10 for the two. That to be honest, that was a great dive. Well, you'd be getting the wise words of Steve Wood. And by the way, it's his birthday this afternoon, so be kind to him. Be kind. Free kick though for the visitors, and it's a dangerous position as well. The ball will be chipped in from Clark towards the back post. The ball goes. It's half clear from FC United of Manchester, but on the edge of the area is Shaw. Can he get the shot away? He chips it towards the back post. And Kay had to scramble across and win the header. The first time shot comes in from the number 11 there, Matthew Regan, and it's out for another throw-in.
The camera crew's back look busy.
The referee's indicating there'll be a minimum of 4 minutes added time.
Four additional minutes, so either team here could maybe take a lead before the interval, as Cummins plays it back to Regan. Regan now to the byline, sets himself, charges the ball down, does Kay, and it spins out for a corner ball next to the... Food Hutch, the referee stopping the game because there's a little football. The kids are playing in the corner. I'm not surprised he goes off and sends them all off.
Oh, no, he's kept the ball.
I thought, well, it's better than what I thought he was going to do. I thought he was going to
pop it.
Oh, hold on.
What an absolute.
Yes, Miles Sport.
Terrible.
A referee's just taking the ball off the kids and just thrown it to the halfway line. It's a disgraceful bit of behaviour from the referee. Corner comes in though, towards the back post, up goes Allison, gathers it, and he's wondering what player to aim for, and that player is McCarthy, and it needs to be dealt with by Curzon. The first head is won, but ball picked up by Danny Wisdom. Wisdom now has got one player in front of him, and well, he had two players in front of him, and he chose to play it straight to a Curzon player. But I've got to go back. That is poor refereeing, that. I'm sorry. Just take a ball.
No, I can't.
See the kids.
I can't get over it.
They'll be caught there in the corner crying, won't they? The poor little so-and-sos.
And they'll probably take up another sport now, like tennis or bowls or something.
They'll actually have to defend this, and it's good, strong play from FC United and Manchester's Baird. But equally, it's good play from Curzon, but FC do get the throw in. I can't believe that. There's parents and kids there going, what? You've just. Why? Can you just throw it back to. It's nearly half time. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? The kids are coming around, can't you see the headlines? 14 7-year-olds accost GOAT referee after game. Anyway, McCarthy flicks the ball forward. It's easily nullified by the visiting team, and all the way back to the goalkeeper. 47 minutes of this game gone so far, and it's been a non-event in a lot of ways, but there has been four bookings, a red card, and no one really from any distance. A foot shot comes in though from Bailey, and it was well wide, but it was a shot. And well, the Curzon management team seem to have the football as a little kid runs across.
Wait,
hey mate, mister, can I have my ball back, please? And I've just never seen it. I mean, I know the rules of the game is that the ball can't be, but you don't take it off the kids and run it, put it on the halfway line, do you?
No.
As the goal kick taken, flicked on. And Wisdom should try and get on the end of this. He wins the header, strong header as well, left hand side, chased down by Linfield, and the clearance is taken. It's a poor bit of control by Wisdom, and it allows the visitors to come away with it. Left hand side, Wisdom loses out again. Bailey on the ball, plays it forward to Sam Walker. Walker now, nice little ball right hand side. There's only one player in the penalty area they need to find, and Baird was equal to it, and he's cleared his lines. Caught a ball, it was a good ball in as well, that Emily. And Baird had to win that ball first and foremost.
He had to do something. They're coming on strong at the end of this half. Curzon, much like the start of it.
Breaking news, the ball has been returned
by
the Curzon assistant manager.
Curzon assistant manager, yeah, it was very nice of him. As it remains 0-0 here, into the 49th minute of the game. And plenty of pushing and shoving there. Thornley, the big number six, and FC United and Manchester's Linfield, dancing like they were doing the salsa together, so tightly gripped as the ball whipped in. It's a decent ball and it's palmed away unconvincingly by Allenson, and it falls to Bailey on this left hand side. Now Bailey, what can he do? He's being hustled and bustled by FC United and Manchester's Glyn and Senior, but he does well there. Second ball needs to be won, and it is won by FC United and Manchester in the form of a throw-in, and that should really be the end of the opening 49 minutes. They were looking for a throw-in themselves there. And Flanagan wasn't happy at all as the ball played inside to FC United and Manchester's Irwin. The ball given away though by FC, and here comes Reagan. But that is the end of the, well, an interesting 45 minutes. A game really that hasn't 100% got going. A game where the referee has been an integral part of the proceedings, a sending off on 35 minutes for Joe Guest, who had some of the better parts of the game for the visiting team. Four players booked in total. But Emily, a lot of improvement for FC in the second half.
Yeah, I think looking down, you'd expect a few changes, or at least one change maybe, just to freshen something up, or movement in positions, you know, move a few players around. They're not getting much luck playing the formation and the way they are at the moment. Like we say, we were expecting a lot more pace up and down the wings, but we've been pinned back into our own half for much of that. Curzon have been very strong, but that'll have to change. They'll have to be changing their tactics as well. It's been a fairly open game. Not a lot has happened other than a sending off. And you know, Sam Guest himself, Joe Guest knew what was coming there. It'll be an interesting second half, but a few changes definitely need to be made.
I'm hoping in the edit of this show that Steve Woods.
What was that song from the Gremlins?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
This is going out live. I don't know if you see the big boom mic there, Woodzo. Well, I'm just wondering what
doesn't care. He's holding a pint. He doesn't care.
It's his birthday.
Anyway, happy birthday.
Anyway, we're going to love you and leave you. We're back in the second half. Steve Woods coming on. I don't know. He seems to be happy soul. But anyway, it's 0-0 here at Broadhurst Park, and we're back in 15 minutes.
FCUM Radio, FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsons of FC Live.
Oh, we've got sweets, we've got toffees, we've got all sorts. This is fantastic. Oh. We're getting the game underway. That, well, we're just listening, talking to Aaron Flanagan, the son of the manager at Curzon, and they were debating the red card, thinking it was more of an orange card, and we've got the red card. The game is underway, second half. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome FC Live, as always, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and the Armchair Army and No Woodzo. We're in a No Woodzo zone because we had him at half time, and some wise words, in fact, and I agree with most of what he said. As FC United have to defend early in this first part of the second half, and the ball with a bit more purpose could have really undone FC United and Manchester. But Irwin, the player who gathers the ball, plays it to the halfway line. Now here comes Linfield takes a touch, plays it inside to Glyn should play the ball left hand side. He does, he finds FC United and Manchester's or try to find Corbett, but the ball wasn't particularly of any great purpose, and he's back defending his own mistake there. FC United's number 7, and he's doing well. He's got two to play around him though. He's got to be careful here, and he's a couple of stabs at him, and it should be a goal kick eventually. Is it? No, corner ball, be careful there. Oh, that's a yellow card, and he punches the ball, and the referee yellow card for young Kieran Glyn. And you knew as soon as that decision go for him, the referee was going to put a yellow card up.
Yeah, as he went, like you say, you could see that was happening. He just needs to, you know, keep his cool. You can't overreact, especially now with the game and how it's poised.
Well, that's management team here this afternoon as the ball played towards the back post. FC need to defend it. It's good clearance from FC United of Manchester. And I think FC have to really capitalise in the early parts of this game as the ball all played to the penalty area. Good header away from Sam Baird, but it's forced for the number 10. Chris Rowney very deep in his own half, though. Plays it back to Bailey. Bailey will play the ball inside. It's a decent ball again. Hughes' head is not convincing. It'll flick it out, in fact, for a corner ball. Although Sini tries to keep it in play, but it's not. And it's going to be a corner ball to Curzon. And we seem to be lacking our TV crew. Have they gone for the time being?
They sat with me at half time while I was having a sandwich with my mum.
Anyway,
so
it's a corner ball. The referee wanting to again just stop play.
Yeah.
Before this corner is taken to have a chat to, I think it's Luke Clark, the number 7. And eventually Curzon will be allowed to take this corner. Whips it in near post. It's headed away by Steve Irwin. Falls on the edge of the penalty area though for Sam Walker. Ball back into the penalty area. Looking for a penalty there. Never going to get one. And a late challenge on FC United's number 7. But they can come away with it. Danny Wisdom over the halfway line. Left hand side he plays it. No, he plays it right hand side now. Instead.
Wrong way.
To Linfield. Linfield's control lets him down. But he has another opportunity to chuck the ball to the back post. Up goes FC United's McCarthy. Gathered by the goalkeeper. It was a wrong decision, wasn't it? The ball should have come out this left-hand side.
Should have come this way. Just looking at the two players, the positions that they were in, I think Conor McCarthy was in a better place moving forward.
As FC United have to defend again. And Baird clears his lines. Does it sensibly. No changes so far, so where the teams are. FC United and Manchester. It's Alisson, Senior, Wisdom, Corbett, Hughes, Baird, Glynn, Kay, McCarthy, Irwin and Linfield. Referee just... again holding play up and then allowing the throw-in to be taken. Flicked on there by Corbett. Another throw-in to Curzon. The Curzon line-up, Mason, Bailey, Guest, Hunt, Shaw, Thornley, Clark, Walker, Cummins, Rowney and Regan, but Joe Guest being sent off, and it's Baker, Madeley, Wharton, Dunwoody, Marshall on the bench. And as FC United now come away with it in Wisdom. Wisdom plays inside to Kay. Kay takes a look, takes a touch, nice ball into Kieran Glynn. Glynn with a lot of room in front of him. Glynn can just charge forward with this ball, plays a lovely ball now out to Linfield. Linfield can get a shot across. Well, he gets the shot in, but it's wide and high. Should have done better again. Yeah, as the sandwiches arrive.
As the sandwiches arrive.
Hand them to our brethren to the right hand side as well. We're a fan owned football club, and it's fan owned sandwiches. So, do you want one there? He's being good. We've got Phil the sandwiches, Ben, as the ball played over the halfway line. Ben will be dissecting and picking the bits out of these sandwiches now, as he always does. As FC United now, lovely ball by Irwin to Kieran Glynn. Can Glynn get past the goalkeeper? Penalty.
Always going to happen.
And you know what, from that position the goalkeeper doesn't need to do what he's done.
No.
The ball is it's a stretch for Kieran Glynn. It's the ball's out far wide left hand side in the penalty area. And any touch from the goalkeeper, and that's a little bit of an experience. And for me, the goalkeeper can just stand up there with him. And if the ball goes in, the ball goes in. If it doesn't, yes, thanks, Ben. You know, we've got a penalty, and you're handing sandwiches around like confetti. But it's going to be Steve Irwin to step up. He's not missed a penalty yet in FC shirt, and he's right footed. And he normally hits it with a bit of power and a bit of pace. Can FC United take the lead on 5 minutes into the second half? Irwin steps up. That's a great penalty. There's nothing the goalkeeper can do. And FC United take themselves a valuable 1-0 lead. We said earlier this, we need to get the goal early.
Yeah, no, that's
settle
exactly,
the move, settle the team.
Yeah, exactly what they needed. You know, both teams, Curzon looking strong. They were trying to attack quite early on. But, you know, that was very, very important. Important for FC to get forward and get a goal ahead. Especially when you look, Curzon down to 10 men. A fantastic run that from Kieran Glynn, and like we were saying, the goalkeeper didn't really need to do it. He was wide out of the 18 yard box, but the pace that Kieran Glynn was running, you knew that he was going to get to the ball first. Cynical really from the goalkeeper, but a nice finish, a nice penalty from Steven.
Inexperience really from the goalkeeper there for me. Curzon I think will be making an imminent change. I think probably Lance and Ben Water might be coming on, but FC United Now they've got that one goal up. They've got to really capitalise. And here comes McCarthy. McCarthy inside the penalty. First time shot comes in. Good save this time by the goalkeeper. Shaw, can he clear his lines? He does really well, Shaw. That's a great bit of defending. Eventually he clears his lines on the halfway line and he sets the defence from attack. But good shot and a good save from the goalkeeper this time.
Yeah, he's technically there from McCarthy. If you want to know how to get some power behind a shot, you can see how he set himself up. He's really struck that very well, but the goalkeeper's been equal to it. Like you say, you've got there Daniel Shaw, was it, defending. Yeah. He's looked strong all the way through and he'll be key for Curzon to make sure that they stay within the game.
Well, the man on the board now is Chris Rowney. Rowney plays a nice ball right hand side. It's going to be a chase on between Wisdom and the number six, and it should be a goal kick. But Oliver Thornley being afforded more of a forward role in this second half. Down to 10 men though, the visitors, with a Joe Guess red card right below us. Talking to a couple of Curzon supporters, they thought it was an innocuous, it might have been an orange card, one of those where you could give or not give. But the referee saw it otherwise, although he's not the favourite fan. Of Curzon, this referee, they don't like him. I think they made a suggestion of maybe not having him refereeing the game even, because he's caused a number of problems over the last couple of seasons. And to be honest, I can see why, because he's been in very up and down with his decision making process. But FC United, that penalty was a given, and the 11 men of FC versus the 10 men of Curzon find themselves in the ascendancy, and they're throwing on the near touchline. Eventually, when the ball is given, where we're looking for the ball, it's there. And remember the ball crew. And let's not forget, the referee did steal the football off a load of kids and took it to the halfway line rather than give it back, as McCarthy now in the penalty area does really well to that at the byline.
Great
he
strength.
Goes, he should be playing to Wisdom. He should be playing the ball to Wisdom. He doesn't play the ball to Wisdom, but the ball falls to Wisdom. And Kieran Glynn now. Glynn goes one way, cuts inside another. And that's a great ball down the left-hand side. Now Wisdom with quality required. Ball played into McCarthy. McCarthy shoots. It deflects off one player. Now Linfield. And he's going to trickle in. Is it? No, he's inch wide of the post. And a corner ball. Well, to be honest, that was trickling in. And for somehow it might have got the slightest deflection. But again, that was the ball from Glynn. Was absolutely tremendous.
Absolutely fantastic. A great ball. You know, it was one of them. He could see the space.
Well, the first corner of the afternoon for FC United of Manchester comes in the 8th minute of the second half. It's 1-0 up to the boys in red, and it's Linfield who'll take this corner, taking it short, plays it to Kay. Kay plays it back to Linfield. Linfield within shooting distance. He charges the ball across. It's a poor clip, poor shot, and it allows the visitors to come away with it. And now it's 2-1. And it's the two men of Curzon, and the ball played in. Onside decision. It's the opportunity now for Rowney. Rowney plays the ball across. This is good football. Needs to be dealt with by FC United. Great check, great save from FC United. They still haven't cleared the lines though. And eventually they do. Well, that was a chance that went begging. FC United, I don't know where they all were, in all fairness. And Kieran Glynn, oh, Glynn's going off. Glynn's going to be sent off. Yellow card, second yellow. And Kieran Glynn goes off.
And that was for the...
Well, Kieran Glynn, the referee, it's as if he can't wait to send players off. It's 10 against 10 now. And Kieran Glynn, the first yellow card is for insolence. It's for...
I think he's got to get a grip of his discipline.
Yeah.
He gets put too often for petulance.
I think that's the key there. You know, you can excuse a challenge like that in the middle. He's gone to win the ball, but it was his first yellow card. That those are the ones that you want to try and avoid,
and that's what we've said to him on the way off.
Yeah, he's pointed, he said it's that one down there, you shouldn't be doing that.
Well, I thought Jake Dunwoody's going to come on for the visitors. It's 10 against 10 now, 1-0 up to FC United. Manchester should be one apiece as FC have to defend this ball. They do defend it not particularly well. The ball flicked back in again. It's a hurried clearance from Linfield, and then a poor clearance, and it's an opportunity now for FC United Manchester. Danny Wisdom charges, does really well. Now he can get the ball left hand side to McCarthy, which he nearly does. It comes off the heel of a Curzon player, and they can start their attack now. Well, this is end to end stuff. It's going to be perhaps a little bit more entertaining for the neutral with 10 against 10.
Yeah, it will
be. The ball left hand side now. Curzon come with it. It's with Sam Walker. Walker's ball into the penalty. It's a decent one. Needs to be dealt with by Corbett. And Corbett does deal with it and also clear his lines. Corbett showing strength and quality. Down this left-hand side he goes. Holds the ball well. He's still going over the halfway line. McCarthy's there. McCarthy is found. But there's no one in front of McCarthy at all, apart from Linfield, who makes that run now. McCarthy looks up. Get yourself a corner. No, it's a good throw into the visitors. One apiece. What do you think of the yellow card itself? Because I thought before that the referee was about to pull it up for a free kick to FC United of Manchester. But what are your thoughts, lads and ladies?
I think he may have given the earlier foul, but he definitely saw the Glenn challenge, and the Glenn challenge is obviously a yellow card, and that was the end of it.
Fair enough. There you go.
He gave the referee no choice. Once he had the yellow card was still fresh in his mind.
Well, substitutions are safe for the visitors. Jake Dunwoody Cave comes on, and I'll let you know who's come off shortly. There's the ball left-hand side now with Curzon. What was a very easy, even contest, to be honest. In fact, probably Curzon.
It's Thornley. The one off.
Is it Thornley gone off, has it?
Yeah,
Oliver Thornley, the number six. Oh, yeah, the big number six. And again, loads of room down this right-hand side for Rowney. Rowney plays the ball into the penalty area, and it was good defending from Baird. But again, they're getting too much room down this side again. And while FC United are 1-0 up, there's no need for me, personally, for FC United's left-back or left wing-back to be charging so far up. You know, we've got to make sure that we keep hold of this.
Yeah, that's it. It's playing the game out professionally, making sure that you're making the right choices. If it's there to progress up the field, if you've got the support and the backing with you, then that's when you go. But like you say, it's 1-0. We need to let the game settle again. You know, after Kieran Glynn's sending off, we need to just settle ourselves back down. It's a different game. It's shaped up differently now, 10v10.
Good player there from Hughes, who plays it now to Corbett. Corbett in the ascendancy, left-hand side. He's got Danny Wisdom with him if he wants him, and he finds him. It should be a free-kick, referee. No, let's play continue because FC have the ball still. And Irwin, lovely cross ball inside now. Here comes Linfield. Linfield, he wants a little bit too much time there. The ball flicked though into the penalty. Decent ball, no one coming to meet it though. And it's easily cleared, and too easily cleared by Curzon. Now Cummins on the ball, holds the ball well, throws himself to the floor in front of the referee and says, that's going to be a yellow card surely. And the referee says, no, it's just a free kick. Taken quickly. The referee lets play continue. Ball switches to the left-hand side with Luke Clark. Clark plays it in time to Bailey. Bailey now looks for some support, gets it in the form of Clark. There's a slip on the left-hand side, so he can't go that way. Bailey now a 1-2. Eventually, they go back 5 yards, and it's a ball with Dunwoody. Dunwoody plays it out to this near touchline to Chris Rowney. Rowney plays a simple ball again. Too much time and room afforded to Bailey. Bailey with the outside of the boot. Great, there's a handball there. A handball there, and the referee sees it, and a free kick to FC United Manchester. But again, down this near touchline,
yeah,
Danny Wisdom's got to be back doing some defensive duties. He was stood there watching as everyone else was trying to defend the ball.
That's it. It's just getting in, you know, making sure he's concentrating throughout, getting back, doing both. He's excellent when he's coming forward. You can see the pace that he's got. He's really causing them problems. But like you say, he's opening it up at the back for Curzon to create opportunities.
Well, FC very deep, but now on the halfway line with Irwin. Now there's a man on the left-hand side, and that man is FC United Manchester's Danny Wisdom. Can he open them legs out? He can. He wins the ball. It's on the corner flag. He's getting Shaw. Can he get the ball into the penalty? Yes, he can. It's a decent ball. Goes across everybody. It's a good defensive header and a throw into FC United and Manchester. The skipper needed to win that ball there, Jonathan Hunt, and he did. But what we're not doing is, when we get into the final third, there's not enough red shirts in there to supply the ball in to provide someone an opportunity to score a goal.
No, that's it. We either commit or, you know, we have to change our tactic altogether.
Nice 1-2 there. Can Irwin get on the end of it? No, he can't. But the second ball needs to be won by FC. It's chested down by Corbett. Got to be careful, Corbett. He's on a yellow card as well. And there's a ball charged down. And the referee seeing that free kick. And it remains 1-0. And it's a tasty affair, isn't it? Without any real major talking points. It's a bit of a niggly game. And plenty of time to go. It's a lovely ball over the top. FC's goalkeeper comes out though and gathers it well. But again, as I say, Danny Wisdom on the halfway line. He should take this ball now, but we play it all the way back to Sam Baird. Baird should play it across. And I want to be 10 yards further forward. We're inviting the midfield three or four of Curzon to come on, press us on the ball.
Yeah, it's a dangerous game.
Sometimes that is a very dangerous game as Baird plays the ball to Kay. Kay's ball was meant for Hughes. He eventually finds Hughes, but again, FC very, very deep. That's the kind of ball you need to be playing to seniors on the halfway line. Referee looking for a free kick, or FC ready for a free kick, but he didn't win it. It's a lovely ball, onside opportunity now down the right hand side with McCarthy. Seniors made a great run into the penalty area. Can he get on the end of it? Oh, he does a Mkhitaryan, but unfortunately,
if it was just behind,
it's over the bar and wide of the post.
Yeah, but great bit of play, you know, well won there. and by senior himself, he won the ball. He could see Linfield was after a free kick, but the ball was there to be won. Senior kept going with it. He's followed his run, he's made his way into the box, but the ball was just slightly behind him. He's tried to improvise the best he can, but like you say, he's just gone wide.
Well, 2,140 supporters here this afternoon, watching FC United currently winning by 1-0. 17 minutes in the second half gone. 10 men versus 10. The first half sending off a Joe Guest, a straight red and a double yellow for FC United's Kieran Glynn, as FC United's Sam Baird has to win that header. He does win it well, and the ball played out from McCarthy to Wisdom. Wisdom looking for some support, finds it in the middle of the park with his skipper in Kay. Now needs to move forward with the ball, plays a nice little ball out to Irwin, but again there's only one man running forward at the moment, that's Kay, but Irwin still holds on to it, and we need to get some more support. Our players are so deep at this moment in time, there's nothing in front of them, and perhaps FC United with the change, with a bit of pace on from Jamal coming on, really to unsettle this Curzon defence, because at the moment Curzon do look comfortable. It's a penalty that separates the two teams. Ball on the halfway line, well, it was a good challenge there from Cummins, who's working really well from the forward line, but FC United on the ball still. That ball there from Corbett should have been 5 yards in forward to Kay. Kay plays a nice ball though to McCarthy. McCarthy goes past one, and a free kick the other way. McCarthy being adjudged to have dived, and a yellow card against FC's number 9. Now the option there was to play the ball out wide right. There's a player in front of him, he chooses not to, and gets himself a yellow card. And again, that's poor from FC.
It is. It's a poor decision, like you say. You know, the ball was there. He could have played it out onto the right and opened up another opportunity, another option. But when he's gone through, if he's going through, there's no reason for him to throw himself to the ground there. He's through into the 18-yard box, and there's an opportunity, a goal-scoring opportunity for him. So it's disappointing when you see players making those choices. You could see he was trying to draw a challenge, but there was absolutely no contact.
Now, the ball was a simple ball, really. That's what he needs to play, but he's got himself a yellow card, and the yellow card count in this game is, it's quite poor from both sets of players, in fairness, and not with only one real bad challenge in the entire game.
I'm glad we're improving disciplinary.
Well, it's...
This is not good for Tom Greaves' report to the board on Monday.
It's a very good point. anyone taking the board observer position? That would
be interesting. Someone for the Trafford branch is what they do.
Well, FC about to make another substitution, are they, or is it going to be the visitors? It looks like FC about to make that change, and I would suggest someone like maybe, I'd like to see a bit of pace on there, but he might bring on FC United of Manchester's Jones in the midfield to try and, you know, split the ball, split the game and open the game up a little bit. But is it Terrell Palmer coming on?
It looks that way, yeah.
Well, FC United to defend this first as the ball with Cummins. Cummins now back to goal, plays it down the right hand side. Shaw's there, they can find him, they find Shaw. Shaw plays it inside to Bailey. Bailey plays a nice ball in, does he know? It's no one there really affecting the play for Curzon, and it's going to be a goal kick. And it is going to be FC United's strong, competitive, sort of like midfield centre forward. He holds up play well, and it is going to be. Terrell Palmer. Well, in fact, if Terrell Palmer comes on and it's the likes of Linfield coming off, he might play him out a bit further wide.
Yeah, I think it's the right decision as well. I think Linfield has tried to impose himself on the game. He's made a couple of errors, you know, in terms of his first touch has let him down a couple of times, but everything else that he's been doing in the game, he's worked tirelessly.
I think that's 13 games in a row now he's come on as a sub.
And a substitution for the visitors as well is imminent, and it's going to be, is it Sam Madeley? Yeah, it's Sam Madeley. Well, we know the pace of Sam Madeley, and we know the quality he possessed when he came here at FC United for a short period, as Hughes has to defend this ball, and it rolls comfortably eventually to his goalkeeper. But Madeley's got the pace. He's also wearing one of those special sports bras that you can get all the information off, aren't you? Can't you?
Still got those horrible boots on.
There's lots of there's lots of horrible boots out there. As FC United still lead a goal to nil up here. A penalty from Steve Irwin separates the two teams. 20 minutes gone of this second half. Both teams down to 10 men. Sam Madeley about to come on for the visitors.
Second substitution for Curzon Ashford, from cast number 7, Luke Clark, is being replaced by number 14, Sam Madeley.
Well, that's an attacking substitution for the visitors. Number 7, as you heard there, Luke Clark coming off. And they're going for it. They need to get some out of this game. They'll be looking to try and, with the pace of Madeley, get behind FC's defence. And we are so deep, it's going to give him opportunities. 10 against 10 as Sam Walker on the ball chips it forward. And this time Danny Wisdom in the left-back position, and he needed to be as well, because the number 10 was there, Chris Rowney, who's been a bit of a thorn in FC's side this afternoon. Although saying that, he should have been maybe booked and sent off for his standing up and chesting someone, putting his head in the face of an FC player below us. The referee thought that was okay. That's part and parcel of football, apparently. As Maidley's first touch is back to Shaw. Shaw plays it back to the halfway line. Picked up by the skipper, Jonathan Hunt. Switched to play, left-hand side. And sweeping the ball from left to right, but a miscontrol there, and it allows a senior to try and get past Bailey. And Bailey, well, he's had his shirt for the last 5 minutes, and eventually the referee gives the free kick, and it'll be a yellow card for Bailey.
You can see.
You can hear the referee's whistle blowing phonetically, no, anyway.
Frantically.
Frantically, that's the word I was looking for.
That's the magic ten cards have been produced now.
Wow. Well, I think both managers will be looking there saying, this referee is just costing us a fortune. Eventually, after all that, it takes the referee to brandish the yellow card. And indeed, it's the 10th player to go into the book. The assistant referee on this near touchline, John Flanagan trying to chat to him, but to no avail. And this free kick eventually will be taken by Hughes. Hughes chips it down the right-hand side, and it's a goal kick. Wow. What an entertaining game this second half has turned out to be. 07596104122.
Yeah, the listeners out there, either. They're just... They're listening, but the forum's dead. It's just...
Well, Hughes wins the header. Ball flicked into the final third, but no one pressurising for FC, and Hunt. Simple ball across to Shaw. Shaw's ball's a decent ball. FC's goalkeeper has to come out there and gather it, and he does gather it well. And
Ashton-esque.
Well, Chris Rowney, he does like getting in amongst players. I mean, off the ball there, he's having a little dig at Corbett, but he knows Corbett's on a yellow card, so he's probably thinking, you know what, if I just pressurise him a little bit more. There's the ball played up from Senior. There's another free kick there. It could have been one or two free kicks. The referee eventually just gives a throw-in. just checking my phone. Yeah, no one in radio land. Oh, by the way, Paul the Pen, thank you very much if you are listening to the postcard that you sent that was made in 1908 for Boggart Hole Clough. As Baird does really well with the challenge, wins the ball, plays a simple ball out wide right hand side, slightly undersells Senior, but Senior's being pulled all over the place, and another free kick to FC United of Manchester. Yeah, he sent me a postcard. It was a handwritten postcard from 1908, picture of Boggart Hole Clough, sent to the Isle of Man.
Did Paul the Pen write it in 1908?
It's got this lovely, you know, we're having a good time here, blah de blah de blah. And he's put it in a sealed envelope. Thank you very, very much. Much appreciated. I only received it this week. It's been waiting for me, but
he's very thoughtful, isn't he?
He is, he's a lovely man. He also sent me some bus timetables. So I'll pass it on to Keg. There's Tyrell there. Doesn't get at the end of the ball. FC United, but going through a patch of nothing really happening here. As Hughes can't afford to lose it there, and he doesn't lose it, but he concedes a throw-in. A scream of "Hey!" from someone there. I don't know what or whom it was aimed at, but it's a throw-in to Curzon in a game really which hasn't really lived up to expectations. It's not been a particularly good affair, but it's 1-0 to FC United of Manchester, and there's an opportunity though for Curzon. FC far, far too deep for my liking, encouraging the likes of Shaw to play the ball into the penalty. It's a decent ball towards the back post, but it evades everybody, and it'll go out for a goal kick. But we are inviting the pressure on, Emily.
Yeah, I think we have been throughout the whole of this game. We've been looking a little bit too deep. There's been times when the gap between the defence and the front line has been far too big, which has allowed Curzon Ashton more time and space and for them to really control that midfield area. But like you say, we should be stepping up. It's that change of pace, you know, when we win the ball, you expect them to explode out and really cause Curzon some problems.
Well, the third and final substitution will be Ben Wharton, I think, coming on for the visitors. Just looking at glistening at the sandwiches. They look like they've got the radioactive egg. I mean, they're glistening in the light. I mean, I've never seen, you know, that shiny. in my life.
Isn't it mustard?
I don't know, Ben, but the ball it on the halfway line is won by FC United and Manchester's Irwin. And there's good movement from Terrell there. A lovely ball on the outside of the butt from Irwin. Terrell down the right-hand side. Hold the ball if you can, or play the ball in. It's an opportunity.
Oh, wow.
Yes. What a goal. I said hold the ball if you can, but it's not.
Oh, no, he came across the right
there. And there was McCarthy. And McCarthy going for the three players, and he drilled it in from 6 yards out. He's not going to miss from there because he doesn't have to think about it. Beautiful ball from Irwin on the halfway line, outside of his boot. And there was Terrell Palmer, and he bombed down the right-hand side. His first thought was basically to drill it in, see if he could hit the player, and he did, because it was good movement from McCarthy. He got in front of the three of those players, and bang, 2-0.
Really, really good. Excellent play. It was the speed of Terrell Palmer. A fantastic ball. You could see, I could understand what you were saying, hold it up, is there anybody in there? It looked like Curzon were in the better position defensively to get that clear, but it's such a precise ball. You play a ball like that along the floor with pace in front of an oncoming striker, but not only that, your defenders, they don't want to make a touch because they're running towards their own goal. Any touch from them can take the ball in. Fantastic play from McCarthy to keep up and slide the ball into the roof of the net.
Right, it's one of those goals, wasn't it, where you hit the defenders, and as you rightly say, it could go anywhere.
It could go absolutely anywhere. You know, they're running towards their own goal. They didn't really want to make a touch, but the ball from Terrell Palmer was absolutely pinpoint.
Well, he hit it with lots of pace and purpose, and the ball from Steve Irwin was equally as good. And FC United found themselves 2-0 up, and can they hold on to this lead as FC United clear the lines? It's picked up though by Matty Regan, left-hand side, he plays the ball. This ball get whipped in. Ben Wharton's there, but it's cleared by Baird. And a first-time shot comes in. It comes off the head of FC United and Manchester's Corbett, and it'll stay in. Controlled on the far right-hand side by Cini. Cini's control is good. Holds a play, plays it to his skipper, and his skipper can bring the ball out now. Little flick on there, and nearly comes off there.
A really nice idea, yeah, from McCarthy.
Well, his control has let him down in large parts of this game, but again, in the 6 yard area, he has been killer, hasn't he? I mean, we've seen his goals primarily come from there this season, and that was another good opportunity where he doesn't have to think about it. He lets the ball come onto him, and he just drives it into the top corner.
I thought the cross made the lime shirted defenders look like lemons.
Alright, fair enough. Sherbet lemons, perhaps, as McCarthy on the halfway line wins the free kick. I do like a sherbet lemon, don't you?
I don't. They cut your tongue, you know, when they
don't make them anymore, do they?
Yeah, oh, I thought so. Yeah, I like a dib dab. Don't you like dib dabs?
Oh, you can't beat a dib dab.
Can't beat a dib dab. Oh, and they're for no reason. They're for no reason. Happen to be vegan as well, which makes it even better. You know, products that are vegan for no reason. Down the right hand side, the ball goes, and it's an overhit pass and a goal kick. FC about to make another substitution, and well, the pace is what I've been talking about, and we're going to see Jamal Crawford. Come on, I don't think Tom Greaves is going to be he's not looked at all today as if he's going to play. That's going to come on, does he?
This might be the first game in charge that he's not featured in.
Salford, Manchester Premier Cup.
Well,
I suppose he was in charge then.
Yes, take that, Paul. Boom.
Well, there's 15 minutes to go this game. FC United winning by 2-0 as Crawford does well enough there and makes the Curzon player make a mistake, and it's going to be a throw-in, and it's Senior to take it. No rush for Senior, but as I say, it'd be nice to get that third goal on that cushion. There's the ball on the halfway line. Little flick on there, lovely flick on there by Sam Walker. Here comes Maidley now, outside the penalty area. Maidley goes one way, goes on a great challenge there by Sam Baird. Top draw, Sam Baird challenger. And now FC United with McCarthy down the right hand side. A good ball from Kay this time. This time, can the recipient be the provider? Ball comes across. Well, he chooses to shoot himself, and perhaps a bit selfish there for me because, Crawford had come all the way, and FC are about to make another substitution. But
there was other options there from McCarthy. He did well to hold the ball up because I don't think Crawford was quite in the right position. But there was other players. Well,
the reason being, he was actually on the bench. It was my mistake. It was Terrell Palmer. Yes,
Corbett's coming off.
Well, Corbett, what you'll see there is now Corbett coming off on a yellow card, sensible. Yeah, Danny Wisdom into that middle of the back three, and young Jamel Crawford, who's got bags of pace. He nearly scored on his debut with that wonderful header and a great save, to be honest.
That could be the end of Corbett for a month.
Well, it will be, won't it, because he goes on the 30th. Is there a joke in there somewhere as well? There must be. There's always a cryptic joke there. That could be the end of Crawford for the month.
Corbett
for the month. I'm not quite sure. But anyway, we're back in play. There's a ball on the far left-hand side as FC lose out. Here come Curzon on the left-hand side. They've got plenty of spare players on this near touchline, but it's defended well this time by Danny Wisdom. And Wisdom plays the ball back to his goalkeeper, who in turn clears his lines. And the header is won by Curzon, but only to the midriff of Wisdom. Wisdom's ball is a simple one to Irwin. Now Irwin can undo with a decent ball. It's a great ball. It's Jamel Jackson. Jamel Jackson making it three on his debut. Oh, great save by the goalkeeper. Jamel Crawford there. Absolutely. We're combining two plays. There's nothing wrong with that. As the ball down the right-hand side still. Ben just looks at me as if, how long have you been doing this?
I'm helping you. The highlight's real.
A fabulous bit of play there, though. You could see the pace from Crawford, but the angle was tight.
It's just that you want to do less editing. That's what it is. Yeah, okay. We were allowed to make mistakes. Every time you make a mistake, he looks at you. Jamel Jackson. But you know, we've had the Jackson's five on earlier on, haven't we? Anyway, it's going to be a corner to FC, taken short. It's with Senior, plays it back to Irwin. Irwin now down the byline. He thinks about going. He's got one player to aim for. He plays it to the penalty area. It calls on the edge of the area now to Kay. Kay plays it out left hand side to Hughes. Hughes' ball's not a bad ball in there. It's controlled awkwardly by FC United and Manchester's number 16, who controls it well. Plays it on this left hand side now. Good play there by Crawford. Ball plays in again at the edge of the area now. It's Irwin. Irwin's first time shot comes in. Is that a corner ball? It is indeed.
Yes, it is.
So, Palmer, Crawford.
Palmer as a biscuit and Crawford as a cracker.
Yeah, that's going to help.
Senior, Logan. Senior, Logan.
You can't help yourself, can you?
What was the last one? Jake Cottrell and our former right back. You always got those two mixed up as well.
Listen, don't forget, as this corner comes in, we're the only people not paid to do this show, Ben. Ben, we're the only people not paid to do this show. With love, we do it as Irwin now cuts inside. Lovely ball towards the back post. An opportunity now. Oh, there was the flag was up, and it was the back post. Sam Baird. It wouldn't have counted because the flag was up. But it remains 2-0. 33 minutes gone of this second half. Goals from FC United and Manchester's Steve Irwin from a penalty, and then a second from McCarthy after some great work from Irwin and from FC United's Tyrell Palmer. As the ball played in, there's got to be offside decision. No, yes it is. Thought so. Now, you tell me, what's the difference between a player leathering the ball like that out of frustration or bouncing the ball down? Is there a distinction?
Dan McGuire's scored. Look at this. They've got a fancy gif. Old Blythe Spartans. Get on board with that, don't they?
He's nodding. What's he nodding for, though?
He's falling asleep.
Stockport County still winning, by the way, as Hughes plays it out to Kay. Be a big result for Stockport County this afternoon, that I know. Matty Warburton has scored, one of them ex-Curzon player, should have been an ex-FC United player as well, or current FC United player, but not to be. Is now FC on the far left hand side with Jamal Crawford. It has to be defended. Keeper thinks about coming for it, doesn't gather it. They clear the lines. Sam Walker's clearance is a poor one, only as far as Steve Irwin. Irwin decides from his own half to play all the way back to Allison. Allison takes a touch and then hits it down the right hand side. It's under hit and Sini won't get on the end of it, and Ben Wharton scrambles across to try and win it, but the ball back with Allison. Ben Wharton, who has played all over the place, he's had quite a number of clubs over the years. Could have been FC a few years back, but
10 minutes left.
He's with the Lime Greens at the moment, as FC United's Baird does well again. He's been again superb, but this man on the ball with his quality passing, and he's done another one there. There's a huge gap there, and now here is Tyrell Palmer. Front to goal plate, or tries to play in, FC United and Manchester's Jamal Crawford, and they just couldn't quite link up there. And they're giving the ball away again. Irwin tremendously well.
Offside.
Offside there was McCarthy coming back from an offside position, going back into an onside position.
Are we giving Irwin man of the match?
What, with 10 minutes to go?
Yeah. Just thinking for interviews.
Well, we don't base it upon interviews, Ben.
Is it a rota?
See, that's a yellow card there. I mean,
that's the same as Kieran Glynn's.
This is the point I'm making, Ben. There's two.
The ball's
players.
Still rolling there.
The two players have kicked the ball away in frustration on two occasions and no yellow card. Kieran Glynn does it. Because I think you have to punch the ball into the ground with your fist, and that's when it's a yellow card. Kick the ball away, it's okay, but you've got to punch it with some form of vengeance.
The thing about punching it directly into the ground, though, the ball's not going anywhere, is it?
It's not, Ben. You're very loud,
no,
by the way.
I'm not
sorry.
The time wasting element.
But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, in fact, women and gentlemen, women and blokes. Like, stop saying using the word ladies. It's not the right terminology nowadays.
Michael Jones is about to enter the fray shortly,
and he's definitely not a lady. The ball played high, long into the air. Good strong header there by Hughes. Well played there from Senior again, who's had a good game this afternoon. The ball played up to McCarthy. McCarthy plays a 1-2, a nice ball for FC United. It's Tyrrell Palmer. Can he keep it in play? No, he can't. Throw into the visitors. The referee letting the substitution take place, and it'll be Mike Jones coming on. And you would expect maybe Steve Irwin is the player that he will be replacing. Like for like player in the midfield. And indeed it is, and he's had a tremendous game.
Yes, as always, you know, he controls his area very well, you know, controls the midfield.
Why did the referee run over and start jogging with him? Come on, let's go for a little run.
I think he was like a pace setter. He was saying, you've got to run at my pace, and you don't run at my pace, I'm going to puck you.
It's ridiculous. Honestly, I would take the watch off of the referee, because if someone else is here doing it, and there's a signal to the referee the amount of time, that's fine. That's a very interesting man of the match from our match day sponsors. As free kick conceded by younger Jamal Crawford there on their most consistent player, as the ball into the penalty area needs to be dealt with. Good strong header by Hughes. He read that well, Eddie Hughes, and cleared his lines well. I mean, Baird's been excellent.
Yes.
Seedy's had a good game, but I think you're probably right in saying that FC United's best player on the pitch has been Steve Irwin.
I'd agree with that. Everything that he brings to the game, his all around attitude towards the game, his work rate, as well as his skill level.
Well, a throw into FC United of Manchester. They weren't expecting that, and it comes off the substitute, Sam Madeley.
When Owen's on his game, he's a bit like a quarterback, isn't he? The balls he plays forward.
Yeah, he's got a bit of quality about him, hasn't he? And you know, in a game which has been particularly has quite scrappy, it's a dreadful ball though, and a great challenge from FC United of Manchester's number six. It had to be. And Sam Madeley felt that challenge, and so did Sam Baird, and it was a dreadful ball back from Wisdom for some reason. I don't know why. He played it across his own penalty area, but Baird was there, and Baird again with another solid performance from a young lad who's showing great qualities. The ball given away now. Kay plays the ball left. That's a lovely ball for McCarthy. McCarthy into the penalty area. Can he look up towards the back post? He's got a play. If he fires a penalty, is it? No, great challenge from Shaw, and the ball kept in play. That's how you make a challenge in the penalty area without conceding. He's been superb this afternoon. As Danny Wisdom, always a late challenge by Danny Wisdom there. The referee says nothing but a throw-in. The intent was there from Wisdom, but the play got up very quickly and play continues. There's Wisdom now. And Wisdom's had a good game since he's been in his defensive
duties.
Once
he's got back, yeah.
Giving the ball away to Shaw, deep in their own half. And the ball played across now to Sam Walker. Walker now with the opportunity to move through the middle of the park. Plays it out left-hand side to Bailey. 16 wants it, and Dunwoody will get it. Dunwoody plays it out to this near touchline to Rowney. Rowney looks for Ben Wharton. Wharton wins the header. No, he misses the header, but then it's cleared by FC United's centre-half. Lazy play there from FC United of Manchester. They nearly don't do anything, because it was a offside decision anyway. And with 5 minutes of this game to go, it's FC United of Manchester 2, Curzon and Ashton 0. And for the final 5 minutes, I'll hand you over for the entirety to Emily Maguire.
Don't do that.
Why? Oh, okay. Ben, there's a dog there eating a can of Vimto.
You know what? I thought I saw a dog earlier. And is I thought, where's the dog
look,
gone?
Look, it's got eaten a can of Vimto. Excuse me. That's ball halfway line. FC with the first header. Second ball, though, won by the visitors. And then good play there by Jackson again. Holds the ball well. Needs to get the ball back. And he's strong there. But good play from the 16, Dunwoody.
And, really
never given up there. FC United really. Ooh. And there's nearly a very bad challenge from Danny Wisdom. There was
you could see one coming. It was almost building up to a foul in that period there.
I would suggest that challenge was with intent, because Chris Rowney has been one of those players all afternoon that basically, from an FC perspective, you want to give a bit of a kicking. But in a football way, you know, hard, tough challenge to make him, you know, because he's been all over the pitch and he's put pressure on FC United, but he takes the free kick this time. I'm only 2 yards inside the FC penalty, half, I should say. Brought it towards the back post. It's flicked away there by Hughes. Hughes has had a decent, good, sound game this afternoon.
I won't say anything, though, now.
Just needs to improve his finishing.
Well, that trickle back pass was quite entertaining, to say the very least. Maybe ask him about that, but I'm not. As this corner comes in for the visitors on the far side, 2,140 supporters here this afternoon watching FC currently winning by 2-0 into the 43rd minute. The referee yet again having a chat to players on the goal line. He eventually blows his whistle. It's a decent ball towards the back post. There's 3 or 4 players down and into the arms of FC's goalkeeper. Ben Wharton wants the referee to give it a free kick there, but the referee's actually on the halfway line before any of the Curzon players, as the throw-in is taken, and it's not the best of throw-ins. Danny Wisdom eventually wins it. Jones picks it up, plays it, and again Shaw saw the danger and intercepted it and won it, and here come Curzon again with Rowney. Now plays the ball out wide right. It's a poor ball given away. Ooh. And that was a fair challenge, in fairness. It was nothing intentional there, but Rowney's the instigator again. The ball chipped out.
You know what,
Swampert,
I have to disagree. That was high.
That was high. That was very
high.
I can see that initially as they're both players coming together, but that, for me, that looked very high. It was right up on the top of his kneecap by the looks of it.
They're both going for the ball. He's won the ball and he's followed through as he's caught him. I don't think there's anything malicious in it, in fairness.
It did make me go, ooh.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, we've all gone, ooh. What word would you describe that challenge as?
Painful.
Painful. All right, okay. I mean, Emily went with a ooh. Ben went with a I went with a.
It's all right.
Carry on.
It was high.
I'm giving the benefit of the doubt to the lad.
Trying to reconstruct his knee at the moment.
It's just over by the touchline. I have to pick it up first.
They're just trying to screw it back in.
Well, we've got a break in play, so
I'll give you
Emily,
some
Emily, your thoughts.
Result. Give you some scores. Boston are 2-1 up against Blyth. Brackley are 2-1 up now against Salford. Salford just got a goal back. It's 2-2 between Charlie and North Ferriby. North Ferriby down to 10 men. Gainsborough 2-1 against Alphington. 2-1 for Harrogate against Telford. Kidderminster 3-0 up against Southport. Darlow are 3-2 up away at Leamington. It's 0-0 between Nuneaton and Bradford. Spennymoor 1-0 up, and it's Stockport 2, York 0.
6 minutes added time, I think.
It's about right.
According to that, yeah.
For whatever reason, I don't know why, but it is about right. 6 minutes. As the ball high in the air. Shaw wins it. It's a good header as well, but it should be into the arms of FC's goalkeeper, and Danny Wisdom's going to be okay. I mean, I'm looking at that challenge, and maybe it was as if you haven't had enough photographs taken today. Your mum's taking photographs of you now. Camera crews, photographs, all of you. There's the ball back in play, halfway line with Hughes. Hughes's ball may well end up in Salford. I mean, he's hit it. What do you think is, he's hit that ball? He's not even put his foot through it, and he's cleared the ground.
He's and cleared orbit.
The thing is, it didn't even bounce onto the stand. It just went straight out, right footed.
Peter Kay went for coaching from him.
Peter Kay went for diddy, is that where he went? Blow my neck. That was an absolute tremendous clearance. Now we've got 6 additional minutes to go. It's 2-0 to FC United. Manchester, if you just join us, in a Well, in a funny old game, isn't it? It's been a funny old game, as Saint would say. But Greavesy, as the ball played up now, and it's Maidley against Baird. It's a lovely touch there. Opportunity now for Curzon. Is an offside decision. There should have been an offside flag going up there, because Ben Wharton, when the ball was played to him, seemed to be at least 2 yards offside, but not to be given. And it's going to be a throw-in on the far side next to the Manchester finest flag. Curzon certainly haven't given up. And John Flanagan, I'm sure he'll have a lot to say to the referee this afternoon. As the ball chips, it's a decent ball again. FC's Allison has to be good on that. And
they've bundled him over the line, but he had to claim that, though. It was a great ball, right on top.
Absolutely superb ball. Mm. Them kind of balls are
really difficult, then.
And the goalkeeper's going to get the benefit most of the time, but sometimes you get that going your way, and it could have been 2-1, but a free kick to FC United Manchester, which Allison will take. And I think Allison's also what should be afforded a little bit of a breathing space there to take this free kick, rather than have to take it hurriedly as the referee's insisting, because we've got to get on with the game. And Allison eventually takes that free kick dead centre through the middle. Up goes McCarthy, doesn't win the first ball, but ball chipped on, lovely ball there from Jones, plays it now to FC United's substitute, and he gets to the byline, does really well there, does Crawford. Did he get himself a corner? No, he can't, because who's the man who's there marshalling it? It's the wonderful, quite Danny superlative Shaw. Danny Shaw.
Looks like our first win against Curzon after a 3-3 and a 0-0.
Headed on there by FC United and Manchester's Baird. Danny Shaw, we've done quite a lot of, a fair few interviews with him actually over the years. Last one we did was Roy Sewell and myself with Danny Shaw. He's such a good footballer. To say, turned down the opportunity to go to Stockport County. And, he was at New Mills with Sewley and came to Curzon and has done tremendously well. And he's a clever centre half. And he's the kind of player, for me, he'd walk a good player to have in an FC squad.
Oh, yeah, he's stood out for me today, right from the very start of the game. Sometimes you can just tell with the build and the balance of a player what they're going to be like, but he's controlled it at the back for the most part.
The build and the balance are like that. I'm going to use that. You don't mind, do you?
No, yeah, you can have that.
Wisdom against Rowney. Rowney's still causing mither on the pitch. As a free kick conceded, is it, the other way, against FC United's Mike Jones?
No, I think it as he's come across, that's Sam Maidley. A foul on Jones.
That's what I just said.
Did you?
Yeah.
My apologies.
Is that right?
I heard it the other way around.
No, well, that's the problem, you see. People do that.
I
make assumptions. I said.
As if you meant Curzon got a free
kick. No, it was Maidley got the final touch on Jones. And to be honest, it was... I think Jones has twisted something there.
Yeah,
we could finish with 9 men here.
Because he looks in a bit of pain, does the youngster. And the referee just having a chat to a number of the FC players around. We've got McCarthy suits out his nether regions attire. I'm just painting a picture.
Tom Greaves on the touchline is laughing and joking. He's obviously enjoying this job.
Well, he certainly is. His old manager's here this afternoon. We've seen him. And oh, the camera crew are back, Emily. on your best behaviour.
Should we go?
On your best behaviour. Leave Emily by herself on this.
I'm surprised they haven't got the spotlight out.
Is that it today now? Is that it? After today or...
After today, yeah. You never know.
You're not going to the women's game?
It might lead somewhere else.
You're not going to the women's game tomorrow? I'm taking them with you to the women's game.
I've got a netball match tomorrow, otherwise that could have been something that I could
have... They're not going to the netball match with you?
Originally they had considered that, but they came to see me on Thursday earlier instead. They were going to come...
Were you playing netball on Thursday as well?
I was at work, so they came...
How many consent forms were there for? Because obviously in school there must be about 500. That's a sign, parent sign. So they spent the whole day.
They just came in the afternoon once my teaching had been done. So we kept the students.
Where are we going to be able to see this documentary? Is it for US television or is it going to be for a British audience as well?
I'm not sure on details.
The name, the channel. Is it?
Audience.
Or ambience.
Is it going to be on before Game of Thrones or after Vikings? Is it going to be an Amazon Prime exclusive where you can watch it on Amazon Prime?
Netflix.
Oh yeah, right. Netflix, Amazon Prime. Maybe Sony TV. There's a whole host of them. I mean, it's going to be an award-winning show. Oh. I mean, are we going to be at the Oscars next year, accepting Emmys and stuff?
Yeah,
what bit have you played in this documentary?
This bit?
This bit.
Yeah, only this
He's
bit.
He's played himself.
Whiz bit. Yeah. What are you trying to say, Ben?
Nothing, mate.
Well, no, you're not
trying
to make
up about it. You're trying to worm your way into it at an award ceremony dinner.
I'll go wherever Emily wants to go. Excuse me. I mean, of all weeks, well, I mean, if you told us in advance about this, I wouldn't have had a cold. And I would have been wearing all, I would have been all tweeded up. And it seems that the commentator over there in England in their tweed. And I wasn't aware of my tweed today, but I thought, no, I'll leave it as the ball. Now, eventually, the free kick is taken. Jones is going to be okay as the ball looped down the left-hand side for Ben Wharton. Wharton against Hughes. Hughes is too strong for me. I say he's had a very good game, Hughes, today. I've been impressed with him. It's been a hard-working game. There's 51 minutes on the clock gone. There was 6 minutes of additional time. We've had a break within that additional time. So, to be honest, I'm not quite sure how long we've got left of this game to go. But the ball into the penalty area needs to be dealt by Danny Wisdom. He heads it away. It's not a good clearance either. Wharton on the edge of the penalty area. Shaw now takes a shot. And this time it's probably the only thing he's done of not particularly great quality. It's over the bar. And it remains 2-0 to FC United Manchester. And the smell of Skittles is wafting around. Skittles or Swizzles? And I've got a cold. I can smell that smell. It smells like Brockman's gin. If you like Skittles and you like gin, have a Brockman's gin. Because it's basically Skittles in a Skittles gin. What it is, it's beautiful stuff. Halfway line, the ball eventually goes and a throw in to FC United and Manchester on the far right hand side, which Sini will take.
That purple sky,
it's lovely, we've got it? a couple of texts in. There's the ball though back in play, halfway line, and Curzon try and break down the far right hand side, but good control by senior just showing a bit of quality there, and unfortunately the ball should have been given away because there was enough FC players to win that ball, but the ball chipped into the penalty area, needs to be dealt with again. Baird doesn't get on the end of it, and this time it's cleared by Danny Wisdom. We've got a text in saying, I'm just about to Skype with my mum and dad, so I'll see you in the pub a little later on. That's not Sam Baird saying that, because that'd be interesting. And glad you got the postcard. You still running the calf? No, I've given up, but I'm keeping the postcard. As the corner ball eventually comes in towards the back post, the ball goes palmed away. Not by Palmer, because that would have been a penalty. In fact, palmed away by Allison. And there's another corner to Curzon Ashton. And now we're deep into injury time. As you say, a purple sky. What does a purple sky mean? I mean, I know what red sky means.
Shepherd's
pie. Ball chipped in, and that is indeed, the referee's had enough. And to be honest, we had enough of the referee some moments ago, but that is a result of FC United, a hard-fought victory, not the prettiest on the eye, but at the same token, a lot of good battling performances. FC United with two games away from home in the last 2 weeks, well, last week and a half, I should say, and coming in to a heavy pitch against a Curzon team, only a few points behind them, and a game where they needed to get a result, and they've done exactly that this afternoon, Emily.
Yeah, they certainly have. It's been it's been difficult. There'll be some heavy legs out there, like you say. The pitch has been difficult to play. You can see how much it's kind of broken up. But it was a tough match. There wasn't a lot of exciting moments. There wasn't a lot created in the game. But it was a battling performance. We know what Curzon Ashton are like, and we know how similar the two teams have been in terms of their performances, their results. A very important result for FC, a very important 3 points.
Well, resolute and dogged, you'd say. Curzon, FC United had to be resolute and dogged the sale this afternoon, and they were. They were playing for only, 20 minutes against 10 men, because unfortunately FC United and Manchester, Sir Kieran Glynn was given a second yellow card for petulance, shall we say, for thumping the ball, and that was his first yellow, and then the second yellow was perhaps a yellow card, but unfortunately we didn't get to see the silky skills of him for the 90 minutes. But FC United, it was a professional work-like performance.
Do you want a sandwich? No? How about 10 tonnes of gravel? Okay. Can I interest you in a slap across the face? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.